morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. An evening rush hour nightmare in Minneapolis.
Screaming, everybody was scared, nobody was moving, but they were all screaming, we're going to go in the river, we're going to go in the river.
This morning, recovery operations have resumed at the site of the I-35 bridge collapse that sent about 50 vehicles plunging into the Mississippi River.
Well, we were just coming across the bridge, and all of a sudden, we just felt this thing, it was the weirdest feeling, just started going up and down and to the side, and then all of a sudden, the left side of it fell.
The death toll is reportedly as many as 9. More than 100 other people were admitted to area hospitals with injuries last night, and there are at least 20 people still missing this morning. At a motel near the scene, officials set up an information center where anxious relatives could get word of their loved ones. This mother was prepared to wait all night.
I'm not going nowhere until I know that he wasn't there.
CBS News correspondent Jennifer Miller in Minneapolis says there may be an undetermined number of bodies still in the Mississippi.
The fire chief says that he believes there are cars underneath the water that they can't even see yet, so he expects the death toll to rise as the day goes on.
A traffic was bumper to bumper when the span gave way just after 6 Central Time.
The bridge just started shaking, and it just, the whole thing from side to side just went completely down.
Dozens of children were lucky survivors when their bus fell onto a section of collapsed roadway. This man and others rushed to their aid.
There was a school bus right next to me, and we actually had to lift the kids. Me and a bunch of other guys had to lift the kids off the school bus, bleeding, screaming, broken bones. It was just unbelievable.
And reporter Darcy Poland of CBS station WCCO-TV in Minneapolis says there were remarkable stories of survival and rescue.
I watched these people go into these crushed cars, crawling in there, surrounding the cars, and then miraculously pulling out these people that you never, ever thought could have survived something like that. And they had obviously been in that car maybe 2 hours before they were pulled out of there.
Why did the span plunge into the water? Sabotage has been ruled out. Now federal investigators will try to determine what caused the catastrophic collapse. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in Washington.
Nick, that federal disaster response is underway now.
There will be a good deal of on-scene investigation.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenkerr, civil engineer Richard Staley says it will be a challenge.
The systems that we're using to protect ourselves in this case didn't work. And so not only do you have to figure out why this bridge failed, but you have to look at our systems and retool our systems to make sure they keep us safe.
The FBI, the Coast Guard, the Corps of Engineers, and other federal agencies are part of the effort. President Bush is receiving frequent updates on the disaster. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan. Structural engineer Keith Eaton says there are a lot of these kinds of truss bridges built decades ago.
Hundreds, if not thousands, throughout the U.S. in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Former commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Transportation, Al Tanklenberg, says the collapse of this bridge, built in 1967, may be a much-needed wake-up call.
A testament to the aging of the infrastructure.
And not just highways and bridges, what's underground, too. Here in New York, the was the 80-year-old steam pipe that burst last month. Fixing or updating it all could mean billions in higher taxes and tolls. Reporting live, Steve Kathan and CBS News.
Time on the Roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. As the search resumes this morning at the scene of that big bridge collapse in Minneapolis, the question remains, how safe are Colorado bridges? CDOT says it simply doesn't have the funding to do the repairs that are needed. Most bridges inspected 2 years, more often if needed.
But we're always watchful, and you always need to be watchful so that nothing happens to the bridges we have here in Colorado. And I was saying, for a collapse like this to occur, it would have to be the result of some sort of damage.
CDOT engineer Mark Leonard says more than 100 Colorado bridges should be replaced, and another 375 need fixing. A college football player allegedly attacked by his backup punter will be answering questions today on the witness stand from attorneys defending the man. University of Northern Colorado starter Rafael Mendoza was stabbed in his kicking leg in the attack last September. The backup punter, Mitch Kozad, is on trial on charges of attempted murder one. Now, the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition is questioning the tactics used by Colorado state troopers who arrested 4 dozen suspected illegals in the mountains this week. Some members are questioning whether certain ethnic groups were targeted for the traffic stops. The troopers say vehicles were stopped only for suspected traffic violations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. No major weather-related problems just yet for the city, but it's already a busy ride around town with traffic stacking up eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Same for your usual southbound 25 stretch through Thornton and North Glen, and no wreck activity for the metro area. We do, however, have a rollover crash out on the eastern plains. Watch out for it, I-70 west of Lyman. Looks like you got a decent drive through the high country. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cooler. With afternoon and
do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
We were talking about it. Like, when was the last time you turned on some of these folks and you had a good laugh? Stop laughing. It's serious. 11 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Looks like we might get some rain today. Chance of thunderstorms, high today about 84. And by the way, that chance of thunderstorms, 40%. Thanks for joining us here this morning. The big news, all over the place here, is this bridge collapse in Minneapolis-St. Paul that separates Minneapolis and St. Paul from each other across the Mississippi River. That is an incredibly cold place in the wintertime, but it's a nice place, and it's really nice in the summertime there. I don't know really what to say about this other than the following on this I-35 bridge. And I never do this on the air. But what conversation do we have on this show, specifically with the governor, with Bill Ritter, what, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago? We were talking about this country's infrastructure, which is crumbling. This bridge was built in the 60s. We have bridges in Colorado that if we don't do something about them, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to restrict. Hello, Jay. We're going to have to restrict truck usage. And we need to do something about the infrastructure in this country. But, like everything else, we don't have the money. Plus, anytime you raise the topic of any of this, what's the first thing you're going to hear? I don't want to pay any more taxes. I don't want to pay any more taxes. I don't want to pay any more taxes. I don't want to pay for it. And then you've got the people like Mr. Caldera and others who will start it on the whole, well, here's what we should do. Instead of fixing the I-35 bridge or fixing the bridges or fixing the highways in Colorado or in Minnesota, look, just privatize them. Because privatization is the key to nirvana. And I couldn't disagree more about this. And I know you we all understand. I mean, if you step back, take a look at things, no wonder a lot of people are discouraged, downhearted, and frustrated. We have a misguided foreign policy, which is sucking the life out of us both. It's running the military into the ground. And it's also, what are we spending, like $10 billion a month or something? And getting nothing in our investment and our return. Oh, my God, here he goes. Jay's back on the Iraq war again for the 18,000th time. But that's only a part and parcel of it. Then the other thing is, it seems like in today's world, just to get anything done is a huge hassle. And you've got people out there who want to heave all of it I mean, all of this. On the federal government. But you know something? I want to ask you a question. Think about this for a second. Let's talk about private industry. Let's talk about private enterprise. How many of you would come forward now, if I gave you the chance, how many of you would come forward, be honest, get on the air with me, whether you're right, left, in the middle, I don't care really where you are politically, would get on the air and would say to me, okay, look, I dealt with the following company, and here's what happened, and they made me go through a million hoops, and they didn't deliver. And so what I ended up having to do was I ended up having to ask them to do something two and three times, and I ended up fighting with them. Anybody had that circumstance lately? Anybody? Bueller? Turk, you have you done it? Because I'll give you an example of where it's happening with Mary and I, and I'll name names.
Let's hear your example.
You want my example? Okay. I'll give you an example. With everything we've had going on in our family, it seems like, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, the totality of the summer, which is now almost gone, we had the whole thing with my mother and having to get her into assisted living because she's got the beginnings of Alzheimer's now, and she's 82. And you remember I was gone and had to deal with that. And we had our nephew Eli's father, who fought valiantly and very, very hard against cancer for 2 years and lost that battle. And we're very much connected and wired into that part of Mary's family. And that was towards the end got to be, and I know there are a gazillion of you out here who have gone through this, that got to be a day-by-day thing. Calling to find out what's going on, waiting for a phone call, being emotionally involved. So in all of that, with all of that stress going on and all of the stuff going on, Mary inadvertently paid Nextel Sprint an extra payment on cell phone service. Nextel Sprint is the worst cell phone company on the planet. They suck out loud. So we call them up. Hey, you owe us X amount of dollars. And I'm not talking about a check of $5. I'm talking about that it was way more than that. Okay, well, the check's in the mail. Problem. The check never arrives. Call again. Check's in the mail. Problem. Check never comes. Call again. Check's in the mail. Problem, check never comes. Finally, we call them up and go, look, this is it. We don't care how much it costs. We run out of the contract. We're leaving. Well, you know what they do then? They send you to what they call the retention department, where the person sits on the phone and argues with you about how you can't leave. And the woman got rude. Okay, what's my point in telling this story? My point in telling this story is that conventional wisdom dictates that private industry is a god and that we should worship it. And I'm not anti-business. And I run by the same motto about business that I run with everything. There are good and bad in every single field, and there's good and bad with business people. You get great people, and you get bad people. But the thing is, business does screw up. And then there's this. How many people, and I've asked this question on the air a gazillion times. I'm sure you get tired of me asking it. But how many of you want to answer this question? How many of you, either yourselves or you know somebody, who will tell you that their job blows, that their job sucks, that either through consolidation or whatever it is, that it just sucks. You hate your job, and you're insecure. You don't know whether you're going to have a gig tomorrow or a gig 3 weeks from now because you don't know what's going to happen. Yet we run around and we worship the idol of big business. And you've got big business pimp artists and boosters on the air on these talk stations that are always worshiping the model of free enterprise and always worshiping the model of laissez-faire capitalism and saying, oh, yes, let me bow down. Oh, yes. You know, that's the way to go. Privatize all the roads. These companies, the government can't do anything. Yet, if you look at your own life, how many times have you been stepped on by some company? So, why do Americans buy that logic? Why do we buy that logic? I personally don't buy it. Okay? I don't buy it at all. I think there are bad parts of government. I think there are foolish people in government. I think there are stupid decisions made by government. I think the best government that operates is the most lean and most efficient government. But I think there are things that government has to do. And I don't buy the mantra that private enterprise is going to take us to Beulah land, okay? It isn't going to happen. But yet people are like that. And John and I were having this big discussion about why people vote against their own self-interests. There's too many damn trial lawyers, and you know, all these useless and frivolous lawsuits, and we had a tort reform, and which, you know what that spells out to? That spells out to, hey, big corporation, okay? Screw me, screw my family, and I have no redress in court to be able to do anything about it. And this bridge collapse, okay, it's probably going to be an infrastructure problem. And privatization is not the answer. We've got problems in this country. We can fix them. We just have to look at them. All right. I've talked so much, I've run all the music out. 303-713-7600. Anybody want to let go of your cup of coffee, get off your sleepy half moons this hour of the morning, and jump in on this? And by the way, if you are a free enterprise freak, you can call me at 303-713-7600 and answer those following questions about why these companies are just as inefficient as anything else, and what do you do for a living? Are you happy in your job? Yeah. Please, Mr. CEO, Mr. Corporate Manager, don't fight.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Wreck at 88th and Colorado. A couple of vehicles there. We're in pretty good shape across the metro area. Just have traffic stacking up in all the usual spots. Definitely if you're on the southbound side of 225 through the DTC, getting a little bit busy there. I-25 through the tech center looking fine. C-470, no issues right now for either Littleton or Highlands Ranch. And we're just getting those north side highways very busy, including southbound I-25 and westbound I-76. The rollover crash we have is actually outside the city. It's on the eastern plains. It'll affect you on I-70. Just west of Lyman. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to be a mostly cloudy, cooler day with afternoon and evening showers. Looking for a high of 82. Right now, cloudy and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce together with fluffy eggs, sausage, and cheese in a warm flour tortilla. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves their full menu all day.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or Fiat Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 07.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yes. A little musical message to my conservative friends.
Haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we've grown up differently? Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone, 'cause we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy, there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yeah, don't you wish people like Rush Limbaugh and others could just play that by those rules? Instead of making absurd statements like he made, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, that Democrats... our PR spokesman for Al-Qaeda. Now, okay, well, you're a spokesman for the OxyContin industry. 628, 28 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, about a 40% chance. High of 84. Bridge collapses in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Infrastructure's crumbling. We're facing this all over the country. And that leads me just to ask about people's feelings here about why it is that we think that, well, you know, you privatize the bridges and privatize everything, and that'll work. When, you know what? Business screws up just as much as government. Here's Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Let me set this up for you, Jay. I'm a truck driver. Okay, I work for a fast freight company, which is, we move a lot of stuff, you know, here and there and everywhere, just like every trucking company does around. We have to bid, basically, to get big contracts for certain people like Home Depot and other stuff to carry their freight, even though they're paying for the shipping charges and things like that. We have to bid for it.
Right.
And we can lose out on that bid if somebody comes in and undercuts us. All right? So, the problem that you have here is this system of this free market system when it deals with infrastructure in itself. Now, unless there's some regulations put down that these companies that are moving this freight throughout the nation pay a certain portion of taxes, sorry to say, their taxes would have to go up, but it's the only way that you're going to rebuild the infrastructure. The roads in this country suck. All right? They are in terrible shape.
Yeah, they are. You're
any
right.
Truck driver. And stuff is going away faster than they can get it put back up. And the only way you're going to get it put back up, of course, is to basically have the government do it and I mean, the government builds infrastructure as it stands right now, and that means government contracts to private contractors, however that may be, okay? But the only way you're going to get that money is to raise taxes on corporations, and of course they're going to balk. And the Republicans are going to balk because, oh, they are the friends of the corporations, and they want to cut taxes, and they want to make multi-bazillionaires, and who gives a damn about that? They're taking advantage
And unfortunately, too, there are some Democrats that would fit in there, too.
Well, I don't disagree with that, all right? And capitalism is good to a certain extent. But when it starts taking advantage of the people in the country that make that system work, then there has to be some limitations. Then there has to be some regulations. There has to be some kind of structure built that, all right, if you're going to make $100 bazillion and you're going to move your stuff all over this country, by golly, you're going to pay for those roads too. It cannot just come out of a fuel tax. It cannot come out of this system that we have right now because it is having everything fall apart. Now, I talked to John before I got on the radio here about this dumbass Gunny Bob coming on the radio last night. This guy's a moron. Will not go to the idea of this being an infrastructure problem, all right, but tries to, in his own stupid little way, make it a militaristic problem, saying, oh yeah, all the conspiracy theorists out there think it's Bush that did this and all this other stuff. And never gets to the problem of the fact that it is an infrastructure problem.
Yeah, nobody has brought up George W. Bush in this. As a matter of fact, the bridge was built in the 60s. And also, if you look back on the history of this bridge, I believe it was in 2000 or 2001, it was judged to have structural problems.
That was done by the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with George W. Bush, so I don't know where he got that.
Well, And John Caldera did it last night, too. And unfortunately, I was following the Rockies game, and I had to lead into it because it's the only radio station I get out in the middle of Kansas. And you listen to these guys, and you just listen to how stupid and how far away they want to get from the point.
Do you know why they do that? Do you know why they do it? I'm going to tell you why they do it. Let me tell you why they do it. They do it because it's easy.
Absolutely.
They do it because it's time-worn and it's easy and it's a good fallback when you have something like this happen, which happened yesterday afternoon, and you have very little facts about it, and you're not very creative and not very inventive, and so you fall back and you do it. And all of us who are on the air who do this kind of stuff, including myself at times, have a tendency to be tempted to go down that road. The challenge is not to go down that road. The
exactly.
challenge is to find another way to discuss the topic and to gut it out, even if people don't immediately jump to the phones and respond.
Well, look at it this way, and I go back to it again. It's the corporations, it's the big money in this country that is taking advantage of the infrastructure without
right.
paying anything for it.
I agree.
It.
And, man, you know, as a truck driver, before I go get the traffic, let me ask you this question, because I've longed to ask this of a truck driver for a long time. Why is it, along with this, why is it that a lot of times when I've driven and taken road trips and had to go somewhere, why are these way stations, why are they closed?
A lot of times now they have the pre-pass program.
Right, the in-cab signal?
Right, okay, which you can go through a port that has no problem with that. Now, if this whole deal goes through with the Denver port and the Kansas City port and so on, of all this stuff coming up out of through Mexico, which they're supposed to widen some highways down through Colorado. That's all still in the works on this whole deal about that. But those ports are going to be open 24 hours a day, and believe it or not, they're going to be stocked a lot higher because of all these trucks coming up from Mexico, which don't have any safety regulations at this particular point to meet within some kind of like a three-year period, that's going to be a problem, and they're going to have to start getting some of these guys and their trucks and their equipment off of the road.
Well, I'm definitely against letting them drive trucks in this country. All right.
Well, I'm not necessarily opposed to that.
No, no, I am because, you know, I am because you know something? Unless they conform to our safety laws, no deal.
Yeah, they've got to do that, first off and foremost.
Because I'm not getting hit by one of those guys who, you know, has faulty brakes or some other problem. And I've lived on the border, and I know what's cooking with that. Dave, exactly. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
All right. See you later. And trucker easy. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Maybe you want to answer my question here about why it is that we worship big business. And we're basically like a dog that's drank too much water in that we lift our left leg and let go on the government. But yet, how many of you are willing to step forward and admit to the fact that you've had some company or some corporation screw you over? Plus, on top of that, you could give me a whole list of inefficiencies in your job. 36 minutes after the hour. I don't think, Gina, I'm going to get many phone calls on those two questions.
No?
No, because I don't think anybody wants to get on the radio and really tell the truth about where they work.
No, probably not.
Or tell the truth about what goes on. For instance, have you ever been screwed over?
Oh, sure.
By a company? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, right, and doesn't it seem like in today, in the year 2007, to get anything done, you've got to make a gazillion phone calls. You have to explain continuously to people.
Oh, it's outrageous.
Okay, so why is it that the American public believes that the same people who can't take a 1-800 call about something or who can't get something right, these are the same people that you're going to entrust and the same I care about the bottom line only ethic that you're going to trust to run the country and the highways and everything else?
Yeah, but what's the option?
Well, the option
is our way of life.
The option is to have balance and have the government play the role that the government is supposed to play, which is to look after this stuff.
I just think why don't we have more of a quality work ethic?
I think we do have a quality work ethic. I work my can off. You work your can off.
But most people
I know work hard.
But you just said you experience a lot of problems, and I think we all do, with good customer service or quality control or whatever it is.
Well, because you've got these companies that are only going to hire a set amount of people to handle this stuff because basically they're only interested in one thing, bottom line. They're not interested in whether you're happy or not. They're not interested in whether you're satisfied or not. They're not in it for the long term. They're in it for the short term of what they can turn immediately.
I guess I agree with that. But I think that's really short-sighted, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, and I think that's why a lot of these companies suffer. But it still doesn't answer that chief question about, are you going to allow these folks? I mean, in other words, in any group of people that you look at, whether it's in the government, whether it's in business, whatever it is, there's good and bad. There are a lot of conscientious business people out there. There's a lot of companies out there that really do care. They care about their employees. They care about their customers. They care about making good products. Then there's a lot who don't. There are a lot of people in government who take their job very seriously, and they do care about it. Then there's some who don't care about it. But all we ever hear is people banging on the government.
They can't do anything. They suck.
Okay, well, all right. Well, so, fine. When was the last time you got screwed over by some big company? When was the last time? Gee, tell us about your place of employment and the efficiency factor there. And by the way, call us when they call you and tell you that, by the way, they're consolidating and you're losing your job because they're moving the corporate headquarters to Kokomo, Indiana, and you're not invited. Oh, you've worked there 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years? Well, too bad. Here, have a gold watch and get lost. By the way, it's a gold watch with a Japanese movement, not even Swiss. Yet these same people will repeat the same falsehoods over and over again.
They don't like the government. The government sucks.
Well, good. Then don't collect unemployment.
I just
don't get it. I don't get it. Let me ask you one last question, then we'll do the traffic and I'll take calls. But answer this for me honestly. You know a lot of people.
Yeah, I'll try to answer it.
Okay. How many people do you hear who tell you that they're unhappy at work?
The majority.
Okay, if the majority are unhappy at work, then why would they take people who run that same environment and allow them to administer the country? Doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Well,
Dave.
Okay.
Good question.
All right. What's the traffic look like?
Well, we have a couple of issues. One collision here in the metro area. It's off the highway, 88th and Colorado, so it's not going to be a major deal. But we do have a rollover crash outside the city, I-70 west of Lyman, if you're headed across the eastern plains. Usual traffic stack forming on that north side of town, westbound I-76 approaching I-25, and on your Commerce City Drive for eastbound 270. Weather outlook today, we're going to have a mostly cloudy and cooler day. Afternoon and evening showers expected, high of 82. Right now, partly cloudy and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
Right now, plan your vacation at your local auto parts store or service shop, because during the Ultimate Road Trip Sweepstakes, you could win a trip to Orlando or Las Vegas and get up to $60 cash back after mail-in rebate when you replace your wipers, brakes, or line the front end. Just buy or have installed qualifying Anko, Wagner Brake, or Moog products. Mail in the rebate and you're automatically entered in the sweepstakes. See a participating auto parts store or service facility or download a rebate coupon at ultimateroadtrip2007.com. Certain restrictions apply.
Service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Is your air conditioning not performing during this heat? Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control announces 20% off your diagnosis fee while it's hot. Call 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialists.
If you're in sales or own your own business, what's your biggest challenge? Finding new sales leads. It's not easy, but now you can solve your challenge by taking the SalesGenie.com challenge. Challenge us to find you new sales leads. As the largest, most up-to-date provider of sales leads and mailing lists, we have millions of sales leads, so we're definitely up to the challenge. Are you? With one phone call, get a taste of what we're talking about and receive 100 free leads. By calling, we'll show you how the product works and you pick the leads you want. It's that easy.
It was so easy. They showed me how it worked and actually found leads for me. I instantly saw the value of the service and signed up for the year.
You know, after using SalesGenie.com, I could see how it was going to make prospecting so much easier.
Take the SalesGenie.com challenge today and get your 100 free sales leads, because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road,
yeah,
and I'm
going
Trucking Buddies. The late Dave Dudley. Who the hell? In a Georgia Overdrive. 6:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. You know what? I saw this article in Newsweek. Baby boomers are turning to truck driving because they cannot get jobs doing anything else because they get laid off their gigs now because of the way things are going. Maybe that's what you and I ought to do, John. Let's get a job as truck drivers over the road. What do you think? We can haul stuff between here and, like, California.
I'd have to have a trucking mate. Only if my wife had come with me.
Ah! Well, we can always get you a blow-up doll.
If the truck is rocking, don't come knocking.
All right. Chance thunderstorms, high today 84, about a 40% chance. Let's go to Alan in Boulder. Alan, thank you for holding. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You know, Limbaugh, Rush Limbaugh, is a very intelligent man, but he's not very well educated. I used to listen to him, maybe 1,000 of his programs, because he helped me digest my food laughing so hard at him. But I noticed, you know, he knows a lot about politics, enormous amount about politics. He knows football, he knows baseball, but that's it. He doesn't know much about economics. He dropped out of college. He didn't bother to study economics on his own very much. He just gets advisors to give him a few pointers here and there. And then you have someone like Caldera. I listen to Caldera a lot. Caldera's more educated than Limbaugh, but he's not nearly as bright as Limbaugh. You know what I mean? So, like you said before, it's an easy gig. You know, they can go on the radio and say whatever they want and vent their spleen, but they don't have a broad enough education.
Nobody holds them in check, so they make all kinds of preposterous statements, and then nobody says anything about it. They just go, well, yeah, okay, because talk radio has now become, and I was talking about this the other day, talk radio has now become nothing but a collection of the amen corner, both on that frequency, this one, and everywhere else, where it used to be that you get on the air and you make some kind of a statement and you get all kinds of people calling you up and going, ah, it's not true, you know, and they challenge you. But you don't get this. And there is nowhere on this planet that I know of any country where total privatization has ever worked. Does anybody know of any examples? I'd love to hear it.
Well, there's India, but the poverty rate is so high. You know,
I
wouldn't want to live there.
Well, and you've got social turmoil, so that example doesn't play. I mean, is that what we want here?
No way. No, I mean, I don't think you can privatize. You shouldn't privatize the infrastructure any more than you should privatize the military.
Yeah, I agree, but they see this thing as being this huge model of success and an absolute answer. And my point, and I may be being redundant here, but my point is, hey, stop a second, everybody. Look into your own lives and your own experiences. Is there corruption in government? Yes. Is there waste of money? Yes. Are there bad people working in it? Yes. But you know what? There are bad people in everything.
Right. I mean, business is caused. I mean, there's, like, we were talking about India. What was the Bhopal disaster caused by? Was it caused by government? No, it was an industry that leaked an enormous amount of. I mean, there's still people dying from it today. And that was, what, 21 years ago or 20? So, you know, I mean, what you were saying before about people like Caldera and Limbaugh is that it's an easy thing to do. I mean, they don't have to really do much research.
Well, it's just a fallback.
Yeah, I mean, they do very little research. They just read what they want to read.
Right, it's a fallback. What it amounts to? It amounts to this, and I don't know that much about sports, but it amounts to this. Okay, John can answer this because he knows a lot about sports. It's like a baseball pitcher, and a baseball pitcher has that one pitch, and we'll go to that pitch, and we'll go to it. And then, right, am I right about this, John? Then eventually the batters see that pitch enough, they see what that's about, and they're able to pick it out. And they see it coming, or they know it's coming, and they're able to get around it. Where when the first time they face them, and the first time they see it, they're not hip to it. So these guys keep doing the same thing over and over again, and it amazes me that people just can't pick up on what that's all about. Alan, thank you, man.
Bye.
All right. Let me go to Pat in Broomfield quickly. Pat, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
I don't have a personal experience, but my daughter did. I'm just going to share this with you. She was in an automobile accident a couple of years ago. Kid ran a red light, slammed into her. She ended up being transported to the hospital by ambulance. Kid was ticketed. Ambulance, it was, I think, North Metro. You know, they bill for that. They billed the kid's insurance company. The insurance company dragged its feet, dragged its feet. It ends up, the bill ends up being sent to her. She takes it to her attorney because they're fighting the insurance company already. The attorney gets a hold of the other insurance company, says, you get this paid, get it paid now. They did. But they had already, the Metro North Metro had already sent this to a collection agency.
Yeah.
And guess what my daughter is now having to do? She's going to hire yet another attorney because the collection agency refuses to take it off. It is destroying her credit, and she had nothing to do with this.
All right, two things quickly, because I got to get traffic. One, Mary and I have had this happen to us. Two, free on-the-air plug for these guys, because this involves medical. Call Mike Turner. Call Mike Turner and Scott Henderson.
I will tell her.
Them to call Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They will get it unraveled.
I will tell. Can I tell you one other thing? Just a comment from me. All those that say they do not want to pay more taxes, they want it privatized, ask them what exactly a toll is. It's a tax.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty bloody stupid in my book.
I agree. Pat, thanks.
Bye, Jay.
All right, see you later. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not too bad a ride. We did get that wreck out of the way, 88th and Colorado. Still dealing with the one on I-70 west of Lyman. If you're out driving across the eastern plains, we had a rollover crash there. Eastbound 270 stacked up on the north side of town. Southbound I-25, of course. Usual delays you can expect there from 104th to 84th. And we're starting to get pretty heavy now downtown. Southbound lanes of I-25, 38th to Spear. Weather outlook today. Expecting a mostly cloudy and cooler day with those rain showers moving in for the afternoon and evening, high of 82. Tonight we'll get a low of 58, and right now, partly cloudy at 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
It's hot, hot, hot. The hot summer sale at every ARC thrift store this Saturday. They're giving you half off nearly everything in the entire store.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
To remind you, the Adams County Fair is going on now through Sunday at the Adams County Regional Park. Visit adamscountyfair.com for all of the details of all of the stuff going on in the times, like the 4-H show, the exhibits, everything. They've got a children's pavilion, petting zoo, rodeos, tractor pulls, demolition derbies, which are a riot, carnival rides, and a whole lot more. And Sunday, this is something for the whole family, Sunday is Rocky's Autos Day, and all carnival rides are just a dollar. Now, to get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy and Officer Odell, and yours truly, me, I'm going to be out there too, on Saturday between noon and 4. And then Shaggy and Officer Odell will be there on Sunday between noon and 4. We're going to have the prize wheel there. You can win great prizes, no purchase necessary. And for great deals with matching down incentives, get to Rocky's. See my friends, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, and, of course, the Algier brothers, Tom and Marv. They rock. And I'll see you Saturday at the Adams County Fair. I'll be at the Rocky's Autos booth between noon and 4. Stop by, say hey.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Save up to 25% on your next decorating project at the Sherwin-Williams August Savings Event. Hurry, sale ends August 6th. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Some exclusions apply. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Open a Wells Fargo checking account with free account alerts today. They're alerts sent to your email or mobile device to let you know about things, like when your balance is low or when a credit card payment is due. Seize your someday. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Six 56 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, chance thunderstorms, high today 64. We're talking about this bridge collapse, about government, about the fact that people worship they just worship the mantle of private enterprise. Here is Richard in Denver. Richard, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good song you chose there.
Oh, man, glad you liked it, because I liked it, too.
Yeah, I can love it. I just wanted to bring up a few things about these people that they want to keep raising taxes. I've been in the highway structure and around highways, building dams all my life. I'm a retired Teamster, 40 years. And what they got to do is put responsible people spending that money. They built a bridge in Alaska that literally goes no place.
Oh, yeah, that's Ted Stevens' pet project.
Yeah, you know, that money, now that was a few dollars there, could have rebuilt a whole lot of bridges. Our gas taxes for the trucker and for the private family and all that stuff is outrageous already. There's no reason that it isn't been more quality control when they build something. Federal Boulevard was put in from Alameda to Jewell concrete maybe, 1957. I was in junior high then. And outside of where they have dug it up and patched it poorly, it would have lasted another 50 years.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to disagree with what you're saying, but I think that there's a couple of important components in there. Number one, you are not going to get good, efficient government when you elect people to government who don't believe in it.
Amen.
That's number one. Number two, if people want a leaner, more efficient government, then they got to start paying attention and they got to start doing things like voting. And three, you are at some point going to have to raise taxes because you can't get something for nothing, and the cost of business and living goes up every single day. Richard, call me again, man.
Okay, thank you much.
All right, love the phone call. We'll continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Eric Escola in Minneapolis, where at least four people have died and 20 to 30 remain unaccounted for following yesterday's bridge collapse on a busy interstate highway. The Minneapolis Fire Chief is Jim Clack.
This is not a rescue operation any longer. It's a recovery operation, which means we move slower and more deliberately. We want to make sure and search everywhere.
With more on the bridge collapse, here's Frank Settapani in New York.
The accident last evening turned ordinary people into instant heroes. CBS's Tracy Smith has that.
One of the amazing things about this city is how people jumped out of their cars, people drove to the site to rescue other people. I spoke to a young man who heard a loud explosion, drove toward the site, and immediately got out of his car, got onto the bridge, started carrying stretchers with some of the rescue workers who had arrived, saved a number of people.
Others rescued children whose school bus had just gotten across seconds before the collapse.
Me and a bunch of other guys had to lift the kids off the school bus, bleeding, screaming, broken bones.
The question now, what went wrong? Minneapolis-based bridge engineer Dick Staley says federal investigators have their work cut out.
They will look at everything, and they will look at it thoroughly. They will determine why this came down, because we need to know.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington.
There will be a good deal of on-scene investigation.
And National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker says evidence could also be brought to Washington for lab analysis. The federal effort also includes the FBI, the Coast Guard, the Corps of Engineers, and other agencies. President Bush is receiving frequent updates.
The Minneapolis Star Tribune says a government report 2 years ago rated the bridge structurally deficient and possibly in need of replacement. Made in China and being recalled again. This time it's a million Fisher-Price toys. Big Bird, Dora, and other children's characters that may have high levels of lead.
The hazard is surface paint of these toys can contain excessive levels of lead. Lead is a toxic substance. If it's ingested by children, it's cumulative. It stays in the system.
And it can cause brain damage, says Julie Belise with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Well, the long way around seems to be the preferred route for Cubans trying to sneak into the United States. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Yes, Frank. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say 90% of Cubans fleeing the island now enter the U.S. overland. Here's how it works. U.S. relatives pay thousands of dollars to organized crime networks who scoop their loved ones off Cuba's westernmost tip in powerful speedboats and then deposit them on the Mexican coast. Now, the Mexicans are worried. They're starting to see more of the kinds of crime associated with criminal gangs. Frank?
A world-renowned Irish singer, songwriter, and storyteller has died. A message on his website says Tommy Makem lost a long bout with cancer. He was 74. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up a little bit more than 6 points. This is CBS News.
Norman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
The Triple Deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. As the search continues for bodies in the rubble of that huge Minnesota bridge collapse, the big question, could it happen here?
Well, we're always watchful. And you always need to be watchful so that nothing happens to the bridges we have here in Colorado.
CDOT engineers say 100 bridges in our state need to be replaced. Almost 400 need repair. And they just don't have the money. No serious injuries after a Jet Ranger helicopter crashed at Rocky Mountain Metro Airport.
It is our understanding that the aircraft was actually taking off for a sightseeing tour when there was a problem, and it crashed.
North Metro Fire says a pilot and three passengers were on board. The NTSB is investigating. And a ruling's expected later this month as the Federal Trade Commission seeks to block Whole Foods from buying Boulder-based Wild Oats. Yesterday, regulators quoted heavily from opinions expressed in anonymous emails online by CEO John Mackey. Whole Foods legal beagles say Mackey's statements that a purchase would help avoid price wars simply reflect the fact that he doesn't like his competitors. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Pretty average drive, busy through the heart of the city and on that north side, westbound I-76 as you come up on I-25, southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen, and, of course, eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. Not bad for your drive on 225 across Aurora. You've got excellent conditions for I-25 if you're headed through the tech center, although we do have a crash off the highway there, eastbound Bellevue at I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy and cool with afternoon and evening showers, high of 82, currently partly cloudy, 63 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or Fiat Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 or 7:00.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 84, and about a 40% chance of that happening. Man, I got to go work out today again. And, you know, no matter what I do, I cannot get this last 50 pounds off. I just can't do it. I either go up a pound or down a pound or down 2 pounds and then back up again. And I got a great trainer. I mean, this guy works my can off. And I just can't get this last 50 pounds off.
Jay, it's funny you bring this up. I just got the craziest book sent to me. You know, we get lots of books sent to us, people that want to get on the show. And this one is about a sex diet and about how you can lose weight.
Having sex? Yeah, but I'm too old for that.
I'm going to give it a whirl. I want to lose 25 pounds. Now cool. I just got to convince my wife.
Well, at your age, it's fine, but, you know, I can't handle that anymore.
I got this thing in the mail yesterday, or the day before, and I took it home, and Stacey's like, you got to be kidding me. You know, like, get this out of my face.
Well, yesterday, you know, we were talking about boomers and about all these male enhancement advertisements, and you got to admit, some of the Viagra commercials are kind of clever. Like, have you seen the one with the guy washing his classic Corvette? You haven't seen that one?
Not that I can think of, no.
And his wife's like flirting with him. I assume it's his wife. What? What are you laughing about? It's serious. This ad's pretty clever. You know, the only other pharmaceutical ad I've ever seen on the air that's ever borders on being clever, to me, it's almost a point of, I think they have a cult thing going if they really worked on it, are the Rosarin ads. Has anybody ever seen those with Abe Lincoln, the spaceman, the beaver, and the guy who can't sleep? Those things are funnier than hell. But baby boomers are worried about their sexuality because these male enhancement ads are all over the media. And they're in magazines and they're all over the place. And I get tired of seeing them. Particularly the part in the ad where it says, if you have and I'm not going to say it because we have kids who are in the car with their parents, but if you have a, you know, You know what I'm saying. For more than 4 hours, call a doctor? It seems to me that's why you take the drugs, so you can have it for more than, like, 2 seconds. All right. Anyway, 303-713-7600. Most of us, I think, out here, I think all of us, despite what's being said, and despite what extremists say, I have to believe that 99.99999% of us consider ourselves to be good Americans. We consider ourselves to be people who love the country. We consider ourselves to be people who have a lot of pride in where we live and have a lot. What? Somebody was calling about the male enhancement ad? What were they saying about it?
I was just told that I need to tone it down.
Oh, that you need to tone it down?
Yeah.
Who's telling you you need to tone it down?
This guy that listens. He's a great listener. His name is Jules.
What was he saying? You're being too risque?
Well, yeah. I was being too risque by bringing up that book, and then I guess I said something about Barry Bonds last week that was a little out of line.
That's not being too risque bringing up that book, Jules. Get over yourself. What do you mean it's being too risque?
Tone it down.
Oh, I know what Jules wants. Hello, American Foreign Policy Hour. Let's go to our caller in Wheat Ridge. Caller, you're on the air. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Jules, you don't need to tone it down, pal. You need to get it up. Okay. Anyway, so most of us consider ourselves to be good Americans. I really believe this. And I think it troubles a lot of us. At least it does me. When you go into a store, you go to buy something, and you look at it, or you order something, because I order a lot of stuff off the Internet, and Mary would tell you that I probably order too much off the Internets. And you order something, particularly clothing or something, and you look at it, and it says, made in Taiwan, made in China, made in Formosa, and it isn't made in the United States. Now, does that kind of bother you? Because it bothers me a little bit. And I would love to buy American. I really would. But a lot of times, it's very, very hard to buy American. And when you talk about buying an automobile, when you talk about buying a car, you're talking, in most cases, about a pretty big investment. I mean, you're talking about a good sizable amount of money. And I talk about Rockies all the time, and you know, that's one of the reasons why I think people should go there, because they have choice, they have selection, and I don't want to turn this into a commercial for them, but they do, and they have American, but they also have cars that are not American. And a lot of people will not buy American automobiles. Maybe you're one of them who will not buy an American automobile. Now, I have to admit to you that I don't have an American automobile. Actually, there's two cars in our family. One car is American, the other one is not. And yesterday, the disturbing news came out that the Detroit automaker's share of the U.S. market dropped below 50% in July, and that's the first time in history. And that's according to two analysts who track industry numbers. One of them is Edmunds.com, the automotive website. And the other one is J.D. Powers and Associates. Both of them said that foreign-based automakers took more than half the U.S. market for the first time, citing sales data released by the companies on Wednesday. Auto Data Corporation, an industry sales tracking company, pegged the market share controlled by Chrysler Group, Ford Motor Company, and General Motors Corporation at 49.5%, including foreign nameplates they own, such as Saab, Volvo, Land Rover, and Jaguar. Excluding the foreign nameplates, Detroit's market share drops to 48.1%, according to Auto Data. The market share drop came during a month in which all major automakers but the Nissan Motor Company saw sales declines. GM sales dropped 22.3% when compared to a strong July of 2006, while Ford declined 19.1% and Chrysler fell 8.4%. Even Toyota Motor Corporation, which had been posting strong gains most of the year, reported a decline of 7.4% after a record-setting July of last year. This brings me to ask you the question at 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 here, about why you think it is that American automakers cannot apparently compete and dominate in their own market, which is here in the United States of America. And if you own a foreign vehicle, what drove you to that decision to buy that rather than an American vehicle? Now, I don't want to be portrayed as being anti-American. And I'm not going to name brands. I'm not going to name names. But I have to tell you that when we were out of town last week, we needed a rental car. We got one. It was American. And I have to tell you, it was a terrible automobile. It was god-awful. I couldn't wait to get rid of it. And I felt bad. Because it's one of this company's premier cars. And the only reason we got it was, and I'm sure you've gone through this, you get to the rental car desk and they say to you, yes, we have your reservation, but the car that you wanted, we don't have it. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you this car, which is an upgrade, and we're not going to charge you for it. So this car normally would cost pretty good money to rent every single day. Now, I don't know if it was the car itself or that the rental car company just wasn't taking care of the vehicle. And I've had good American cars. And there are some American cars out right now that are real nice. Because if I have one sin in life, you know, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't cheat. Okay, so I cuss. But I love cars. I love automobiles. Damn my global, my carbon footprint. I love cars. I like gas cars. I like diesel cars. I like electric cars. I like solar cars. I've never met a vehicle I didn't like. And I have to admit to you that I really love combustible engines. I'm seduced by the sound and smell of them. And I know there are good American cars out there. But people don't want them, I guess. People don't want to buy them. Why? Why don't they want to buy them? Why not? So the question here is, if you didn't buy an American car, why didn't you buy one? I'm not castigating you for not buying it. Because after all, we're globally, economically interconnected here, and it isn't so simple as, yeah, I'll only buy American and support American products, because no, you have American technicians and American people who work on these automobiles and who also build them in some cases. So you're talking about Americans being involved in this now. It isn't like the old days. But if you didn't buy an American car, why didn't you buy one? And if you bought a foreign car, why did you choose that? Or if you bought an American car, why did you choose an American car? And what do you think this message about American automakers, about Detroit automakers, their share of the U.S. market drops below 50% for the first time in history? You know, I don't know how old you are. You could be 19 years old. You could be 20, 25. You could be 35 years old. You could be 55 years old. If I went to you and said, there's going to be a day coming up in 2007 where American automakers will no longer dominate the marketplace and would fall below 50% share, you might laugh, because I know I would, but this is the situation we're sitting in. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's get on the gas and talk about this. Get off your half moons, unbuckle your seatbelt, and get engaged.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Get the good stuff. Did you know the hot temperatures of summer can be tougher on your car's battery than the cold? That's true. That's why now's a great time to put a Napa battery under your hood. Like everything that carries the Napa name, Napa batteries are manufactured to the highest industry standards, with sizes to fit cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, tractors, and more. Replace your old battery today with a tough, dependable Napa battery. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Most importantly, you needed to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Save up to 25% on your next decorating project at the Sherwin-Williams August Savings Event. Hurry, sale ends August 6th. Visit SherwinWilliams.com for a store near you. For painting and decorating, ask Sherwin-Williams. Some exclusions apply.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging conservative Dan Gaynor, who is going to be here telling us that the media's solution to wrong behavior, like smoking, drinking, and eating junk food, is putting a tax on cigarettes, alcohol, and unhealthy foods. Well, Dan, what do you want to do? Throw those people in jail who eat Twinkies? Jessica Valencia is here on Full Frontal Feminism, plus the best of the rest of the news and your calls.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes. Full frontal feminism. Yeah, okay. What is it you told me yesterday? I just want to tune in Radio Tokyo. 7:23. What? Well, he was talking about full frontal feminism. 23 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 84, 40% chance. And we're talking about cars here. And why you did or did not buy an American car? Here's Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You know, before I go to my story about why I don't buy American cars, you know, I brought this up with John. I don't understand why they keep referring to the big three. It really should be the big two, because Chrysler is a wholly owned subsidiary of Daimler-Benz.
No, they just sold it.
Well, right, but for the last 10 years, it wasn't.
Right.
And Chrysler was as good as Germans. So I don't understand why, you know, people still cling to that. But my story is, I'm 38. My mother was a single parent growing up, and we've been small car people since small cars were fashionable. But, you know, she had Chevys all her life. She knew a guy who ran the Chevy dealer and always got Chevys. She had the Vega.
That was a bad car.
But just, you know, it's funny, even just mentioning the names of those cars, what do you think of? You think of a piece of junk.
Yeah, Vega, Monza.
She bought her first brand new car in 1983. She bought herself a Chevy Cavalier. It was brand new. It was a total piece of junk. The engine, they always pinged. They told me they could not fix the engine. They could not tune the engine, no matter how good a gas you put in it. The windows leaked. I mean, it was a piece of junk. And so I finally got her onto a foreign car. She never had a decent car. And it's sad. I mean, I'm a union electrician. And, you know, I have arguments with the guys I work with because I drive a Subaru and my wife drives an Infiniti. And you know what? Those cars have given us, considering their age, they've given us no trouble.
But in GM's defense, I mean, they've turned a lot of that around and have stopped that. And they're turning out pretty high-quality cars
If you have a history of abuse with somebody, why would you go back to them? You know what I'm saying? I mean, yes, they make pretty good cars now, but I still think the ones coming out of Toyota and Honda are light years ahead.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I had one Japanese car in my lifetime, and it was a pile of junk. But I don't know.
My wife, when she was in college, had a 1979 Toyota Corolla. Now, this had been owned by, I'm not trying to make bad generalizations here, this had been owned by three college-age women in a row, meaning the car probably never saw a lick of maintenance. The car had 275,000 miles on it and still started up and ran dependably every day. We traded it in, or we got rid of it for $300, and then for $500 we bought an 84 Corolla that had 175,000 miles. That car never gave us a lick of trouble. I mean, it's one of those things. It's personal experience. I'm a Consumer Reports junkie, and you look at Consumer Reports, and every year the top 10 best cars, there ain't one of them that's made by the American car makers. And you can't say not made by the United States, because a lot of those Toyotas are built right here in the United States.
Oh, I know. Well, that's right. Yeah.
American workers. So what is it? It's the company. The companies have no commitment to quality. GM comes up with a new design. What do they come up with? They come up with the Pontiac Aztec, the worst designed car probably in 20 years. And this is, I heard that was like a we're going to save the company project. But then typical thing, they bean counter it. They don't look at what people want. They come up with something that is just unbelievably hideous. You know, whereas Honda comes up with a niche vehicle that's called the Honda Element, a lot of people look at that and say, ooh, that's cool.
I think those Elements, I think they're ugly.
Well, again, Honda is either you love it or you don't. In fact, there's a billboard for Scion out there right now that says something to the effect of, check one box. Either I absolutely love it or I absolutely hate it. There's no middle ground.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that ad.
I've seen that billboard. And you know what? That to me, I've been a Honda owner a lot in my life. And I know people who, with the Element, I have my aunt's neighbors. I said, hey, can I look at your car? She pulled it out of the garage. She opened all the doors. She walked me through all the features of the car. I mean, she might have been she was not a car salesman. She was a Honda owner. And there's not that much difference between the two of them. You have a Honda, either you absolutely love it or you probably didn't buy it. And, you know, I don't know. I've never seen anybody do that with a GM car. I've seen people say, yeah, I like my car. I like my Saturn. It's okay.
All right, you'll never, ever.
You know, it's not actually. I should say never, ever. The difference in American cars is they lose their value, so they're cheap. I run my own business. I'm looking for a truck right now. And, you know, something small. I mean, I'm looking at like a I'm intrigued by the Explorer Sport Track. And they're cheap, relatively speaking. I could buy a 2003 for like 10 grand, whereas a 2003 Element, which is my other choice, is going to cost me 15. And they're similar vehicles. They're both all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. They both have essentially room for four reasonable passengers and some cargo. So that's another choice, you know, that I would do that.
Right.
So, I mean, I know a guy who just bought himself, who's a foreign car guy all his life, just bought himself a Chevy truck. Why? Because it's $5,000 less than the equivalent Toyota. Because they don't hold their value, but that's good if you're buying, not good if you're selling. But
I don't know. I don't know. I never. I don't ever look at cars in an investment light.
Well, they're not. They're the worst investment in the world.
I mean,
they lose
that's
money
what,
every day. But
that's what land's for.
Well, it's not an investment. It's what you can afford based on what you need.
Right. Exactly.
You
and
know?
What you want too.
Just like the commercial, right?
Well, I mean, because you got to fall. You know, you have to fall in love with the vehicle. But there's no question of what you're saying about American car makers that they've turned off a large segment of the populace. And I guess I must just, even though I don't. Well, we've got one American car, and we've got another one that's not American. But I'm turned off by some American cars, but not all of them. And some of the American cars that I've driven, some of the ones I've tried, you know, they've been pretty damn good.
Well, you know, if you're a small car guy, and I'm a small car, I'd like to, I mean, again, it's part of it's a commitment to driving only what I need and everything else. I mean, again, I run an electrical contracting business out of a Subaru. But, you know, it's for small car people, the American cars are a joke. I mean, there's very rare. You name a good American small car, and I'll buy you a cup of coffee. They don't exist. They never have. Eventually, they'll figure it out. But, you know, for years, the American small cars have literally been a joke. You're talking about Chevettes. You're talking about Vegas. You're talking about Pintos. This is what they come up with.
Well, you're right.
You have a Honda Civic and a Toyota Corolla, which are probably some of the best-made cars out there. It'll be a Honda Civic and a Toyota Corolla. The Americans have nothing, and they don't even bother. In fact, most of the time when you have an American car, it's either a rebadged foreign car or it's made in Korea anyway. You know, the only good Chevy that they've ever been is a Chevy Nova, like those 80s Chevy Novas, which was just a rebadged Toyota Corolla. So, you know, why would I buy something when I know I've got a 25-year track record of a car? If I was going to buy a small car right now, I'd go out and buy a Corolla if I couldn't afford a Prius. And there's another thing.
God, see, I'm so politically on the other side. I'm such a bad boy. I'm such a sinner. I'm such a terrible human being. If I could go out and buy an American car right now, you know what I'd buy?
What?
A new Vette.
Well, sure, but that's, you know, I had a two-seater car before I had my kid. I had a Toyota MR2 that I absolutely adored, and I had to basically have it pried from my hands by just the reality of the fact that it didn't have a back seat for my daughter. You know, and that's when we bought our Infiniti. We bought our little Infiniti G20, which is basically a glorified Nissan Stanza, you know, with some nice features like leather seats and a sunroof. But that car, we've had it since 2002, and I think I've put maybe $200 in repairs, like an oxygen sensor went on it. And that's part that worries out of any car.
And I think there are a lot of people out there that are in the same position you're in. Michael, thank you, man. Thanks for your honesty.
Thank you. Hey, no problem.
Okay, see you later. 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls here about why Americans don't buy American cars. Gina, what do you drive an American car, don't you?
I do, and I would only buy American.
Okay, is that because they're made here and you feel like a sense of a national pride, or because American cars, the ones that are out there, appeal to you?
I would say both of those, and I just want to support American-made products.
Well, yeah, but if you buy foreign cars, you're also supporting America because those cars are all kept, maintained, and in many cases, they're manufactured in North America. See, we're interlinked now globally, so it's not like it used to be in the old days where the cars would just come over on the boat.
Right.
I mean, many of them are, you know, made here.
Sure. Well, I've owned a few Fords, haven't been all that happy with it. We really like Dodge a lot. We had a Dodge Ram, beautiful Dodge Ram 1500. We sold it, but we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Chrysler makes some nice cars.
And, of course, you know I really want a Corvette, so
yeah, I mean, well,
one of these
if I, days. Yeah, if I had disposable income, I'd buy a Vette, too.
I'd like a classic.
Not me. I want one of those new Zs. They're great looking. They're fuel hogs, I think. Well, actually, I think they get pretty good gas mileage, but
you wouldn't drive it every day, though. You know, it would just be for fun.
Oh, no. Any car I buy, I got to drive every day. All right, 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic, what's it look like?
All right, good. Great, actually. In fact, we have no wrecks across the highways here for the metro area. So you're just experiencing the usual heavy conditions. Eastbound 6, if you're coming out of Lakewood there, Sheridan toward I-25. Not too bad on the turnpike. Haven't had any problems reported either direction. We've got southbound 225 a little sluggish now, right through the DTC before Parker and down to I-25. Weather outlook today, we're going to have clouds and cooler conditions moving in afternoon.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Honey, Were you able to get that set and grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna shout!
Frustrated with set and stain? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So, where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
That insane? Shout it out with Shout Advance, SC Johnson Family Company.
It's 20% off your diagnosis fee while it's hot. Call 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialists.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? Try a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. But hurry in. Offer ends soon. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $297. Void or prohibited. See store for details.
Travelocity presents the Hello California Sale. Save $75 on a four-night vacation to Southern California when you book with your MasterCard card.
You could bring little Jimmy and Marjorie and Mom and Grandma and Grandpa.
Book by August 31st and save $75 to Southern California.
Uncles Reginald and Rupert and Grandfather Jack.
Book now with your MasterCard card and get $75 off.
And finally, little Francis.
Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Oh, and Theobald, and little Cuthbert.
Restrictions apply. See Travelocity.com for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 84. 40% chance that's going to happen. Detroit automakers found their share of the U.S. market drop below 50%. What's going on out there? What about American cars? Yay, nay, or how do you feel about it? David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, is this the Mario Marvetti of the airwaves?
What's up, brother?
Hey, it's the simple, this is going to be a refrain you're going to hear during this whole segment, Jay, and it's quality. And I'll just give you a classic example. The first Toyota, we moved out here in 79, and because we wanted to live in the mountains, the first Toyota we ever bought was the old Toyota Land Cruiser, a white one, looked like a big Jeep back in 1980. We paid $8,000 for that thing in 1980, Jay, and we sold it 10 years later in 1990 for $7,800. Now, you find me an American car that you can drive, and it had, what was it, 80,000 miles on it. You find me an American car that you can keep and drive and put 80,000 miles on and sell for $200 less than you paid for it, and I'll buy it.
Well, I think that's a good point. I don't know of any American car that would be that people would look at it the same way that somebody would look at that Toyota, because those Toyotas were considered to be you know kind of cult vehicles. But I don't know of anybody that would look at it. But what I keep hearing here is I keep hearing this whole thing about resale value. When most people would acknowledge, you got to acknowledge that that automobiles are bad investments. Why would you buy a car, though, as an investment? I think you'd buy a car for what you could afford, and also what you want. And also, hopefully, most of us would reach a point in our lives where we would buy something because it appeals to us. And we like it.
Those were the reasons we bought the car, and when we went to resell it, the price we got for it was a happy surprise. I didn't buy it for an investment. I bought it because, you know, the quality appealed to me. We looked at other vehicles, and, you know, it seemed like it fit our needs. But, you know, here about 4 years ago, I wanted to buy another four-wheel drive, and I went out and looked at, I think it's what's it called, the Dodge Durango, and test drove it, and just, you know, shake, rattle, and roll. And I thought, gee, I want to buy American, but it just doesn't have, you close the doors on the Toyota, and it's like a bank vault. You close the doors.
Well, the one thing here is, which I find kind of shocking, is nobody's calling up and saying anything about, like, for instance, Volkswagens or Audis. Or, I mean, I love Volkswagens.
Yeah, we had a 76 Gold Beetle, fuel injected. We loved that car. And, you know, we had to sell it because of space reasons and so on. You know, we need a larger vehicle, and that car. Hey, just one thing real quickly, just a suggestion for a future show.
Mm-hmm.
Fat fetish. Fat people are the new social pariahs. You get Paul Campos from Boulder. He's a Boulder professor on. He wrote the book, The Obesity.
Oh, no, I think it's really true. And as somebody who is struggling to get my last 50 pounds off, but weighed more than that.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
I definitely could tell you that that's true. When you lose that weight, people's attitudes change towards you dramatically.
Oh, they do. They do. Hey, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, Dave. Hang in there, man.
You too. Bye.
303-713-7600. Here's Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, Jake?
Hey, Doug.
You know, I like calling you Slim because I think that's a major pop-up for you, buddy.
Well, I hope so.
You're doing a darn good job of that. Getting back to your other caller, Mike, he took a lot of my thunder, but I'll buy you the apple pie along with his cup of coffee if you can find that small car he was talking about.
Small American car?
Yeah.
What about these Geos?
My stepson bought a Geo right after they first came out, Geo Metro, and I got to drive it a couple of times. It was a fun little car. I'm a small car guy, too.
What about Ford Focuses?
I haven't been in one of those. I've been in a Prius or a Yaris. I'm not sure who makes that, but that wasn't a bad little car, too. It's a little box, but a lot of leg room. My buddy that bought it's like 6'5".
I think the Yaris is made by Toyota, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Hey, a quick story about American cars, though. I'm born and raised in Ohio. I lived a few miles from Lorain and the Ford plant and all that. They embarrassed this guy after throwing him in jail. He was a union worker over there, and he decided that he was going to have a car free. So what he did was, and it was a Pinto of all cars, he would have a car part mailed to his house every other day. And then he had the frame delivered to a body shop and all this stuff. He got the whole thing, put it together, and they found out what was going on. And they arrested him and all that stuff, fined him, had a little jail time. But they decided to put his face up on a billboard right between Lorain and Cleveland, stating what he had done. But it backfired on Ford because they showed the Pinto, and it embarrassed them so bad that, you know, there were still a lot of people that bought those things, but that hurt, image-wise, that hurt Ford. And everything from 1974 up till about, I don't know, you could pick maybe the 90s, that stuff was garbage, just flat-out garbage. I would look at a foreign car and go, well, my money, if I'm going to buy a new car, got to be with foreign, and I hate that. hated that thought back then. But you know,
has anybody? You know what I'm hearing here a lot is I'm hearing stories about American cars in the past. Has anybody gone out there and test driven any new American cars?
Well, as far as Ford's concerned, I drive a mid '90s F-150 at work and a 2001 Ranger. They're both so trashed. I can't believe that they would have the gall to put something like that on the market. It's just awful. That electrical in that thing. The manual transmissions in the F-150 are just horrendous, Jay, and I mean horrendous with a capital H. They got the best six-cylinder engine for work purposes, though. Great six-cylinder engine. I would prop that engine up big time. But the rest of the truck is garbage. The electrical is a nightmare. I mean, you know, and when you're spending hard-earned money that we don't have to begin with, you know, to go out and buy a car, a lot of people think, well, I got the money to buy that. Not really. But you want to buy something that's going to last you. And when you see these nightmare stories, you know, it hurts. And anybody that wants to go out and buy new cars, and you may have done it because you got friends in the biz, go ask a mechanic. Go ask a neutral mechanic somewhere, just out of the blue. You see him standing in line at Wendy's. Hey, mechanic man, what do you think about this? And you know what? You get some of the best information when you do that. You find out all the bad traits about a vehicle.
Well, last car I bought is not American, and it's a specific automobile because I specifically wanted that car.
Uh-huh.
But the other car that we have is American, and it's been one of the best, and I don't want to describe it because Mary drives it,
right.
But it's been one of the best cars we've ever owned. And it's been through a lot.
Yeah, you know, you can't knock all the cars, and that's like just generalizing a certain population of people. There's no way you can do that. But when you start seeing bad trait after bad trait, and it just doesn't end, and you think these guys are getting really, you know, good checks to come up with these cars, you just wonder where their head's at. And I'm with you about the bugs. You know, I've heard you talk about a bus. You got a microbus or something, right?
Yeah, I do.
And I love bugs. If I can get myself into a nice older bug again, two things that I would do is I'd go to a tire store and buy the original bias ply tires that go for that car, and that thing will go anywhere in the snow.
Well, they're out there, man. They're still out there. Doug, thanks. I appreciate the call.
You got it, my man.
All right.
Bye.
I want somebody to sell me a Porsche, a 356. Anybody out there got a Porsche 356 they want to sell me? Like, cheap? No. John Boulder. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. This is John. How are you doing?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I tell you what. I'll be the first one in line here to absolve you of your sins of liking American Iron. How's that?
Well, I like all cars. I mean, I don't necessarily, you know, it could be American. It could be the only ones that I'm kind of turned off on are some. Are some Japanese cars and some North Korea? Listen to me. What is wrong with me? North Koreans. They wish some Korean vehicles.
Yeah, like the Kias and things like that.
Some of those are okay too. But I like all cars. I mean, I never met a car I didn't, you know, wouldn't stick in a garage if I had enough garage and enough money.
Well, I'm a gearhead myself, and I agree with you 100% that if I had the money, and actually I'm thinking about it in the next couple of years, buying a new Vette, they're a world-class automobile. And so that's what bothers me about General Motors. Well, first of all, just let me tell you, I've owned foreign cars, brand-new foreign cars, used foreign cars, and a lot of American cars. Our last three brand-new cars have been American. And one was a Ford Mustang, one was a Mercury Sable, and my current truck is a 2004 Silverado Chevrolet. And when I go to parties and, you know, people have got all their foreign cars, a lot of times people say, like, why do you have all these American cars? I go, because they're great. And they go, well, don't you have problems with them, John? I go, like, no. And then they look at me like I'm from Mars. I drag raced the heck out of that 89 Mustang before it was totaled. And I didn't break a damn thing in that car. It was great. And My wife's Mercury Sable with the 24-valve engine, overhead cams, is just a stealth machine. I mean, it's just a black four-door sedan with a true dual exhaust that'll just dust almost anything out there, and it looks like Mom's car. And then my Silverado, I bought it new in 2004. I have had zero problems with that truck, and I now have 45,000 miles on it, and it gets 16 to 18 miles a gallon with a V8 engine.
So where are all these stories coming from? Well, I mean, some people have had bad experience. I've had bad experience with American cars.
I think it's like groupthink. What happened, in my opinion, is in the 70s, the big three just stumbled so badly. I mean, I owned a Vega, and I'm an engineer. Back when I was in college, I owned a 73 Vega, and I bought it from a friend who was a mechanic, and his wife had owned it. You know, and at 40,000 miles, it was going through a quart of oil every 2 or 3 weeks. And to this day, I can't think what moron designed an engine with aluminum sleeves and no iron liners and didn't think that the rings would wear or the cylinders would wear out in 50,000 miles.
Yeah, well, those cars were pieces of junk.
Yeah,
in the 70s, I think
GM, Ford, and Chrysler got so cocky that they just decided that they didn't care anymore. And that's also, by the way, when they were handing out pension plans and things without even thinking about what was going to happen 10 years from now. And it goes back to a major corporation problem in America, really, that's manifesting itself in the car industry.
Hang on. Sure. I'll come back. Hang on. Let me put you in the phone zone. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, so good. We're starting to get that heavy traffic, though, if you're headed out across Highlands Ranch. C-470 between Broadway and University. Still have a bit of a tough drive westbound I-76 if you're approaching I-25. And we're starting to see traffic dragging a bit now. Eastbound lanes of I-70 right through the I-25 corridor. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy day. Cooler temp.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats at the next Rockies home game.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
7:53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Whether you want an American car, whether you want an American car or a foreign car or whatever kind of car you want, chances are you'll find it at Rockies Autos. And Rockies wants to remind you that Adams County Fair is underway now through Sunday at Adams County Regional Park. Visit AdamsCountyFair.com for dates and times on events like the 4-H shows and all the exhibits and the Children's Pavilion and the Petting Zoo and rodeos and tractor pulls and demolition derbies and carnival rides and more. And get the whole family together because this Sunday is Rocky's Auto Day. All the carnival rides are just $1. To get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy and Officer Odell, and I'll be out there, too, this Saturday between noon and 4, so come by the Rockies booth, and I'll be there with Shaggy and Officer Odell. Look forward to seeing you this Saturday between noon and 4. Shaggy and Officer Odell will also be there Sunday between noon and 4. You can spin the prize wheel both days and win great prizes, no purchase necessary, and for whatever kind of vehicle you're looking for, Rockies has got it with a huge inventory. Go out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera. They've got over 700 previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal. See you at the Adams County Fair. I'll see you this Saturday, noon until 4.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-553-1732. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-553-1732. That's 1-800-553-1732. 1-800-553-1732.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBuffs.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms high today, 84. 40% chance it's going to happen. U.S. automakers take it in the shorts. Why? Back to John in Boulder. John, pick it up where you left off.
I think what they did, the big three did in the 70s, was they tripped so badly that they have just ruined their reputation in the minds of a whole generation of Americans. When they come out of it here, they've got great cars now, they've got great quality, and you can talk yourself till you're blue in the face to somebody who's a true Toyota believer, and they think you're just lying. They just won't even believe it. And it's all part of the corporate problem, not just in automobiles, but in everything. The chief financial officer of GM cannot see past the next quarter, and that is not gonna, that's not a solution.
Well, you're right, and that's true of American businesses as a whole.
I'll tell you, in the 70s, Toyota wasn't making the profit margins they are today. They were looking at what was going to be happening in 1990, 20 years down the road, and their shareholders said, okay, we get it. We want to build market share. If the people in management at GM, and I'll bet you a cup of coffee or whatever like the other guys were, that if there's a person in the first three levels of management at GM that hasn't been there for 20 years plus, you know, that's the problem. It's groupthink.
Well, it's what you're saying is totally true, and it goes for most American businesses. I got to get some news, man. Thanks, John.
Right.
I appreciate it.
See you, Jay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. I'm still looking for that Porsche 356. Coming up, health care for kids?
Nah, not in this country.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I looked at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It diminishes the appearance of wrinkles, tightens skin, and frown lines. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself.
Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with the free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-400-6078. That's 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, this is Eric Escola in Minneapolis on the day after a fatal bridge collapse on a busy interstate highway. Minneapolis Police Chief Tim Dolan says it's now a recovery operation with at least four dead and 20 to 30 unaccounted for.
We know that there are numerous other vehicles that are in the water, and so the recovery involving those vehicles and people who may be in those vehicles is going to take a long time.
With more on the bridge collapse, here's Frank Fettapani in New York.
What was it like to be on the bridge? Bernie Toymason describes his experience.
I knew right away it was going down. It felt like weightlessness in the in the vehicle, and I went down.
Marilyn friends and watched the collapse from a safe distance.
I think I'm still pretty awestruck at the tragedy and the horrificness of the whole ordeal, how quickly it happened.
Xavier Sose did what he could to help.
I grabbed a shirt and I ran down to the bridge to help out, take people off the bridge.
And how could it have happened? Dick Staley is a Minneapolis-based bridge engineer.
Fatigue, cracking, corrosion, maybe loss of support somewhere. Investigators will look at everything and determine the cause.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The administration today will announce an immediate $5 million grant to help remove debris and restore traffic at the disaster scene. Spokesman Tony Snow confirms that a previous inspection found structural deficiencies in the bridge, but he says that did not necessarily signal the risk of the failure seen yesterday. Snow also emphasizes that bridge repairs are a state responsibility.
And divers will go back into the Mississippi River sometime this morning to resume searching for victims. In Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee, looking into the firing of eight federal prosecutors, has subpoenaed top presidential advisor Karl Rove for a hearing that's about to begin. But the president has directed Rove not to show up.
The House Judiciary Committee has already started contempt proceedings against two White House witnesses who wouldn't comply with subpoenas because President Bush told them not to. The president says executive privilege allows him to shield any current or former staffers from answering Congress's questions. Democrats say that claim goes way too far.
CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss. It's another black eye for China. Fisher-Price is recalling about a million Chinese-made toys with too much lead.
We are talking about Sesame Street characters, Dora the Explorer characters with Diego and other characters in that series.
Julie Valise with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The acclaimed singer, songwriter, and storyteller Irish Tommy Makem has died. His website says Makem lost a long struggle with lung cancer. He was 74. Makem attracted an international following when he worked with the Clancy Brothers in the 1950s and 60s. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 38 points, NASDAQ's up 10. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin. Don't just get there. Arrive.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The search has resumed this morning at the scene of that big bridge collapse in Minneapolis where at least four people are known dead, but the death toll is expected to rise. So what about here in Colorado? Well, it turns out more than 100 state bridges should be replaced. Almost 400 need serious repairs.
For example, one of them, the I-70 elevated here in Denver, we're quite concerned about it.
we do whatever is necessary at any time to make sure it's safe, but it takes a lot of attention.
CDOT engineer Mark Leonard says they simply don't have the funding to do all the needed fix-ups. Defense attorneys today will cross-examine the victim of a bizarre stabbing incident last fall that left him with severe injuries to his kicking leg. University of Northern Colorado punter Rafael Mendoza breaking down on the witness stand yesterday.
Can I take a break?
Okay.
Are you sure? Because we can take a break.
Can we?
The former backup punter, Mitch Kozat, is charged with attempted murder one. And the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition questioning the tactics used by state troopers who arrested four dozen suspected illegal immigrants up in the mountains this week. Some members are questioning whether certain ethnic groups were targeted for the traffic stops, but the troopers say vehicles were stopped only for suspected traffic violations. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We definitely have some issues now. We've got a multi-vehicle crash being reported southbound I-25 right near 48, so be aware of that if you are trying to get past I-70 and make your way into downtown. A couple of separate wrecks in the center and left lanes westbound I-70 approaching Brighton. Backups extend there now. In fact, stop-and-go traffic to Havana. Weather outlook today,
fans, the Cubs
mostly cloudy and cooler with afternoon and evening showers and a high of 82. Right now it's overcast and a little bit, 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rockies fans, the Cubs come to Coors Field August 9th through the 12th. Wear your Rockies gear to support the home team and drown out those Cubs fans. Purchase your tickets today at any Rockies ticket outlet and get your Rockies gear at Rockies Dugout Stores or ColoradoRockies.com.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
About children's health care, a bipartisan measure to add 3 million lower-income children to popular health insurance program. Headed for a final Senate vote after a much broader and more expensive version passed the House over stiff Republican opposition. Both measures face a veto threat from President Bush, who says they would cost too much and expand the decade-old program beyond its original mission, inappropriately moving towards government-run health care. Senate Democrats were eager to pass a $35 billion expansion of the state's children's health insurance program, perhaps as early as Thursday before leaving town this week for a month-long summer recess. The program expires on September the 30th, and a coalition of Senate Republicans and Democrats were supporting the expansion, and the measure appeared to be headed for passage by a resounding margin. That left GOP leaders trying to garner enough of an opposition to sustain Bush's veto. On the line with us is Nayara Huck. She is a national spokesperson for the Children's Defense Fund. What a shame that in this country we have to actually have a national children's defense fund. And Nayara, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's good to be talking to Denver.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. And let me give you your website. It's childrensdefensefund.org.
Correct.
How can anybody be opposed to this idea of providing health care for indigent kids?
You have me stumped there, Jay. That's what we've been working on for the last several months, is just to understand this very problem. And it's not even health care that we're talking about. We're just talking about health coverage. So we're not even talking about solving all the problems these children have. We're just trying to give them access to solve these problems. And to hear the president threat of veto, even before he's seen the legislation, it's just shameful. I can't imagine that anybody would want this to be their legacy, that in their last term in office, they decided to end a successful bipartisan program that helped low-income children access health care.
It's weird. I don't know how you morally and ethically defend the idea of, you know, I'm not giving kids who health care. How do you make that case?
Well, there's a few arguments we've been hearing, which is the usual scary specter of socialized medicine. And you had that going on back in the Reagan administration also. It's just this, it's a scary idea for some reason that the government would actually provide people with access to health coverage. The sad thing is, this isn't even socialized medicine we're talking about. This is a true public-private partnership. This is the government giving low-income working families, we're talking families that 90% of them, at least one parent is working. So these are families trying to make ends meet. All we're doing is giving them the ability to provide health care for their children. They can access private doctors, private insurance companies. It's just giving them the resources they need to access the health care. So this is exactly the kind of program that Republicans and Democrats have wanted to see. It's been successful for 10 years, and instead of improving it, the president is talking about eliminating it entirely. We have 9 million uninsured children in this country. 9 million. You have 6 million children already in this program. So we're talking risking 15 million children's lives.
Well, obviously, the president, obviously some members of the GOP are in the insurance company's pockets. That's what it's got to be. It can't be anything. It can't be anything else.
Well, the funniest thing is that right now, what some of the dilemma seems to be in the Senate is how they're going to fund this, continue to fund the program. And one of the programs they were looking at taking money out of was a Medicare program called Medicare Advantage, which essentially gives excess profits over to the insurance industry. So we're talking a federal program that doesn't actually give services to the people, but holds on to excess profits for the insurance industry. Now, why wouldn't we take that money and give it back to the children and to the communities that need it?
Well, you wouldn't give it back to the communities that need it, and you wouldn't give it definitely back to the children who need it because your moneyed contributors need it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole reason. And here's the thing that gets me. The thing that gets me is that you've got segments of the political strata in this country, and I really hate to be extremely partisan, but a lot of them appear to be on the right. There are some who, well, a lot of them appear to be in the GOP, and there are some in the Democratic Party who are also the same way. They're almost Orwellian. Like, if they tell you something, you can take it to the bank that it's really the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And the example would be, we have heard now for God knows how long about family values.
I was just going to say the same thing.
We've heard for God knows how long about religion and moral relativity and all of that stuff that they banter about. But in reality, the reality is they say it, but they don't back it up and they don't stand for it. When you talk about, you know, 9 million uninsured kids, and kids are not adults, so you can't say to these kids, well, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, whatever this stuff. I mean, this is kids we're talking about here. And family values and all of this stuff and how precious life is and all of their insane, you know, all of these talking points. But in reality, you go look at this stuff, they don't back any of this up. They go just the opposite.
Well, what about the whole American ideal of equal opportunity? That anybody can grow up in the U.S. and if you work hard, things will work out for you. That you will get a reward and equal return for what you put into the system. These are tax-paying families. These are working families. These are children who, because of the state they're born in or because of the family they're born in, do not have an equal playing field. Now, these are, you know, without mental health care, without access to dental care. We had a 10-year-old die because he didn't get a tooth pulled, and it turned into a brain disease, and he ended up in the emergency room, $250,000 of taxpayer dollars, and a dead kid later, and you're going to tell me that if we didn't give him access to a doctor or a dentist, that he wouldn't have the chance to do something good with his life?
Well, because, well,
Nelson Mandela said that you can judge a society and its morals by how it treats its children. And to say that we are willing to give tax breaks to top 1%, that we're willing to fund a war without taking care of the veterans, how can you say that we don't have money when we're clearly spending it in different directions? We're just not putting it into our children, into our future. Who's going to be taking care of this next generation in 30 years?
Because there's no big profit involved in that, and there is a profit involved in conducting war. And what really is going on here is, if you listen to a lot of these folks and you listen to a lot of their rhetoric, well, here's what they're really saying. What they're really saying is the most important person in the world is me. As long as I get mine and can hang on to it by any means possible, I really don't give a damn about my community. I don't give a damn about my country. I don't care about anything else.
But those will be the first people to complain when their schools aren't working right, when the police are underfunded, when they go to a hospital and it's too crowded. We need to start putting a connection between what we invest in the system and what we get out of it. And children are the future. If you don't invest in them, don't expect to receive much down the line.
But see, that's their real agenda. See, that's their real agenda. And the problem here's the problem is there's not enough of us are willing to come forward and to say to them, okay, fine, can all that rhetoric, just tell us what you're really interested in. And what you're really interested in is your own welfare and nobody else's. So spare us the biblical quotes, spare us the rhetoric about family values, spare us all this hoopla and all this crap that you put out, and just tell us what the real initiative is, tell us what the real deal is. And by the way, you're getting campaign contributions. Where are they coming from? Who's giving them to you? And what do they expect in return for this generous donation? Well, what they expect is for you to go to bat for them, and that's what the health insurance industry is all about, and that's why we have this.
Oh, and I bet you that those would be the people who complain are the first ones who will make sure that their children never have to face any problems. I mean, these are not families that the folks who argue against a program like this are not the kind of families who have ever had to make a choice between whether they have employer coverage for their spouse or employer coverage for their child. There's a family in New York that we've been working with. The husband is disabled. He had workers' compensation injury. The mother had to choose between whether she could cover her husband's cancer or her daughter's cystic fibrosis. What kind of choice is that? She's hardworking. She pays her taxes. She ended up going to visit her grandparents in Hungary. In Hungary. The second they landed, both of them had coverage. They spent 6 months in Hungary to get health care that, after working 20 years here in the U.S., they couldn't access. That's just shameful. Hungary? We pride ourselves in being the most developed, the leader in the world, but our health care system ranks after Chile.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hungary and Chile are doing better in taking care of our children and people than we are.
Yeah, and it's terrible. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nara Huck is with us. She is a national spokesperson for the Children's Defense Fund. Sad that we even have to have a Children's Defense Fund. Childrensdefensefund.org. Can I ask you about something else?
Sure.
You know, you have an unusual name.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one that's easy to forget once you figure out how to say it, and I'm terrible with names.
That's quite all right. I'm glad you did your best. You did good.
Did you used to work for Representative John Salazar?
I used to work in Colorado, actually. That's why I was so excited that folks out there were interested in talking to and hearing about children's issues. I loved my time out there. Actually, I lived there for about a year. Most of my time spent out of Denver, Pueblo, Durango, Grand Junction, so very familiar with the state, and certainly still have my cowboy boots right out there in Scheffler's. Used to stop there every time I flew into Denver.
Now, did you leave because you got interested in this, or did you leave because
of other issues? No.
You got into a scrape with one of the bigoted, most racist human beings on the face of this planet, Tom Tancredo.
Oh, well, he used to work in the floor beneath me in D.C., and he's certainly never one who's hesitated to give his opinion. Now, I worked actually in and around government and issues for the last 10 years. And I worked at the national level. I've worked at the local level. So 2 years in Colorado was wonderful and beautiful, but I learned so much about the community out there. After 2 years, of traveling cross country. It was time to move on. Now that Democrats had a majority and John Salazar, who I love, was taken care of, it was just the next step to say, well, Democrats are doing, they have a majority in Congress now, and I've worked for Democrats for about 8 years, from the party to leadership to freshman members of Congress. Now that Democrats are in charge, where can I go to make sure that they do the right thing? And knowing that this program was coming up and the CDF, the Children's Defense Fund, had a huge health care campaign, it's definitely something I've been looking forward to for a while. But I, as you can tell, I speak my mind, and I go places where that's supported, and I felt wonderfully supported by John Salazar. I do believe in what he has to say, and I certainly believe in what the Children's Defense Fund has to say also.
All right. Well, I admire you. I mean, you never back down. You never apologize to Tom Tancredo.
And John Salazar wasn't going to apologize to Tom Tancredo either. Please.
No, and Tancredo's,
campaign cycle, I've seen far dirtier stuff. People go back and forth. You know, the end of the day, a good man is in Congress who believes and who's strong in his principles, and I'm fighting on behalf of children. So we're looking to make a better world here.
Yeah, and we can bet that Tancredo will vote no.
It is so nice to see him marginalized in the Republican Party. It's wonderful.
Well, because he's a hate monger and a racist jerk.
Right. So I had no problem saying what I did and standing by it. Neither did John Salazar. And it was just a matter of folks get excited about this kind of thing. Let them get excited. But I really do believe at the end of the day, what's right and what's moral will prevail. And so.
All right. So you have that outlook. But why is it that I think? And maybe I'm wrong. Why is it that, because maybe I'm too cynical, but why is it at the end of the day I believe that somehow that this guy who we have as president of the United States, who basically gives a damn about nobody but himself and the people around him, that he will veto this. He'll veto any version of this, the GOP will try to stop it in the Senate.
If Congress has the will to cover all children, they'll have the will to override a veto, and it looks like we have the votes to do it right now. They right now are covering about 6 million more children, and if it doesn't happen this year, the blame is squarely on the president. His party will have to suffer for it, and I can tell you right now, not a single one of the Democratic presidential candidates is going to back down from providing health care to children. So it's a continuous fight. I mean, it doesn't end in just a day. It doesn't end in a month. It's years-long effort, but sitting here at the 10-year extension of this program, I hear from people who are working on the first fight, they never thought this would happen. They never thought such a program would even exist. And you keep on working and you keep on believing. But maybe it's because I'm still young, Jay.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, you're not an old beat-up man like me who's had it.
You're getting your voice out there. It's better than sitting at home and getting all crotchety, Jay.
Yeah. I guess
might
so.
Might as well be crotchety on the air.
I guess so. Now, if the president does veto this, either version, do you think that there will be, and don't be optimistic, be realistic. Do you think that there will be a huge public outcry, or is it a situation where the public at large really, really either doesn't know about this issue or that they don't care?
I'm not optimistic about the president. Never have been. I think he'll veto it. I'm not even necessarily optimistic that Congress will be able to get the number of votes, because it's great to have a Democratic majority, but you still got some old school folks who are digging in their heels, and you need two-thirds. So two-thirds it's a lot. I do believe in the grassroots movement. I do believe in the folks who are reporting and writing about this. There's editorials in every paper, from Des Moines to Atlanta to the New York Times, through even the conservative papers, that this really is heartless. That you can talk about not insuring middle-class Americans, or you can talk about socialized medicine in that case. But you don't risk children. You don't put children at risk. This is something that senators like Orrin Hatch in Utah, by no means a liberal, ever a liberal, even he's outraged. So this hits at the core of who we are as Americans, what we believe our country should and shouldn't be doing. And, you know, if Bush does decide to go ahead and veto it and Congress isn't able to get the numbers, then I think Congress is going to be in trouble because people voted a Democratic majority in to make change. Speaker Pelosi called this the Children's Congress, and to not be able to pass or cover or send a children's health insurance program, I absolutely believe that people will be outraged.
All right, we got to get an answer on this by September the 30th, correct?
Correct. The House and the Senate are passing it. The House passed it last night. The Senate will pass it Friday. They take a month-long recess, come back, and hopefully hash it out to keep the higher number rather than the lower. But they'll hash out something, and they'll send that to the president. And I think with all the activity you have, I mean, Children's Defense Fund alone has activated 25,000 people around the country. You have so many organizations that are working to support grassroots efforts and calling members of Congress and writing op-eds that I think there's going to be a groundswell of support for this come September.
Boy, you know what? I hope you're right. And,
well, you've got Diana DeGette there on the committee. She's been working hard, so at least Denver's sending the right message to Congress.
Yeah, we're lucky in the congressional area. You're right about that. We do. We have Diana DeGette.
You've got Ken Salazar.
We've got Mark Udall. We've got John Salazar. We've got...
Well, Ken Salazar's on the committee on the Senate that actually determined this bill, and so he was instrumental in pushing this forward. So Colorado's definitely doing its share.
Yeah, I don't want to leave Congressman Perlmutter out. Well, you know what? Yeah, we have Ken Salazar, and we have our quibbles with him, but...
He's not the most progressive guy, and he doesn't apologize for that, but on this committee and on this issue, you know, he had the authority on the committee to do something, and he moved forward with it. And
all right.
Ed, you're right, Ed Perlmutter did vote the right way, and our good friend Tom Tancredo didn't, but no surprise there.
Well, Tom Tancredo's a knuckle-dragger. all right, Nara Huck, National Spokesperson for the Children's Defense Fund. Go to childrensdefensefund.org, or actually it's childrensdefense.org. If you want to find out more about this and you want to help out. Listen, as this gets closer to a decision, want to have you back on again.
Sounds great.
All right?
All right, take care, Jay, and it's great to be talking to Denver again.
You got it. Have a good day.
Take care.
All right. It's 8:27, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's move to open phones now.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
For savings on Comcast high-speed internet. For 10 days only, call 1-800-COMCAST and get pure broadband power for only $19.99 a month through the end of the year. That's right, you'll get 6 months of savings. Blast past DSL with download speeds up to 6 megabits per second. And Comcast makes fast even faster with Power Boost. Bursts of extra download speed just when you need it. Use the power of pure broadband and Comcast.net to enhance your summer. Explore travel destinations. Hear the latest music or share your summer fun with video mail. Plus, keep your computer and your family safe with included McAfee security features, including personal firewall and virus protection. Hurry, don't miss this sizzling summer sale. Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month through the end of the year. Call 1-800-COMCAST by July 20th. Offer available to new customers only, not available in all areas and restrictions apply. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Call Comcast for details.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey,
I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? Try a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. But hurry in. Offer ends soon. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $297. Void or prohibited. See store for details.
Travelocity presents the Hello California Sale. Save $75 on a four-night vacation to Southern California when you book with your MasterCard card.
You could bring little Jitty and Marjorie and Mom and Grandma. And
book by August 31st and save $75 to Southern California.
Uncles Reginald and Rupert and Grandfather Jack.
Book now with your MasterCard card and get $75 off.
And finally, little Francis.
Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Oh, and Theobald, a little Cuthbert.
Restrictions apply. See Travelocity.com for details.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be challenging conservative Dan Gaynor, who is going to be here telling us that the media's solution to wrong behavior, like smoking, drinking, and eating junk food, is putting a tax on cigarettes, alcohol, and unhealthy foods. Well, Dan, what do you want to do? Throw those people in jail who eat Twinkies? Jessica Valencia is here on Full Frontal Feminism, plus the best of the rest of the news and your calls.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine a country with no health insurance for kids.
No 8:32
minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. So get off your half moons and get plugged in and bring something to the table in which we will telephonically feast. Very poetic on my part, right? You know, at the rate I'm going, I can do like 3 o'clock in the morning on the Fox. Okay. And the phones, they're just ringing right off the wall. Oh, okay. Well, nobody there. Nobody there. Nobody there. So I like. I like total and complete participation in my radio shows. See, all I have to do is just say call, and the audience immediately jumps. Not. Okay, for the three of you that are tied up I can just and can't call, I'll just carry the show on without you. Let's turn to Gina, and we'll get our last look at traffic with her, although we have traffic around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I won't cross-examine you on the children's health bill, nor the fact that family values is a good catchphrase, but unfortunately... there are those who don't believe in carrying it out. By the way, do you think Jesus would want kids to have health insurance?
Jay.
What? What? That's an honest question. What's wrong with you?
You're trying to back me into a corner.
Okay, do you think Allah would want, do you think God would want children to have health insurance if they couldn't afford it?
I suppose so.
Okay, that's just all I wanted to know. Well, you're, you know, you're... your Bible-believing president doesn't want to give it. Once again. All right. We won't go any farther than that, even though I'm tempted to continue.
Okay.
Even though I'm contented to continue to go down this road. But it is sad. Come on. It is sad. It's sad that we are the greatest country in the world, and we have 9 million kids who don't have any health insurance. I mean, children's suffering is not an economic, not an entitlement argument. It's a humanity and a moral argument. Don't you think?
I agree.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Okay.
Just thought I'd be checking it out there. So then, you know what? So then you got to drop your president, because he's your president.
No.
A line and tell him that he's wrong.
Well, I'll consider that.
Despite what Fox News will tell you.
Okay.
Fab news. Fabricated news. All right. Last look at traffic. What's it look like?
Westbound I-70, we still have some traffic stacked up there near Brighton That was due to a multi-vehicle crash. So actually between Havana and Brighton is where you're going to experience those slowdowns. We did have a problem, multi-vehicle southbound 25 around 48. Looks like they cleared that pretty quickly, but traffic is still very bogged down between I-76 and Spear if you are trying to get into the downtown area. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies, cooler, afternoon and evening showers. We're only going to get a high of 82 today. Right now, it is partly cloudy and 73. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Got a Wells Fargo checking account today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Is your air conditioning not performing during this heat? Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control announces 20% off your diagnosis fee while it's hot. Call 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialist.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I college football as your team, the Colorado Buffaloes, take on Florida State, Miami of Ohio, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, all at Folsom Field, Buffalo Territory, where you can buy the best premium seats in college football. CUCSU tickets for the Rocky Mountain Showdown are on sale also. So hurry. Call 303-49-BUS or log on to CUBUS.com to purchase University of Colorado football tickets today.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
All right, put this under the heading, we wish it were true, but it isn't. I said it was 9:39. No, it's 8:39. So I still have like another hour and 20 minutes to go. And at the top of the hour, we've got Sergeant Todd Bowers, Director of Governmental Affairs at Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. We're going to talk about something. Speaking of kids, we're going to talk about something that's really distressing about how the stress of the war is hitting Army kids very heavily. And we're also going to talk to him, too, about Pat Tillman and Pat Tillman's death and Donald Rumsfeld's claim yesterday that there was no cover-up. And did you notice something, before I go to the phones here, did you notice something about Rumsfeld, which I thought was really interesting? He got the same answers again. I can't know everything that's going on. I don't know. I don't remember. I didn't see that. Jeez. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Colton in Loveland. Colton, you're on AM 760.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Well, basically, the thing I have to say about the child healthcare, I believe every child should have healthcare, but I just recently moved to Colorado from Phoenix, and there, I think their health system they've got now, the WIC pumps and all that, people take advantage of it when they really don't need it. A lot of people do.
Well, wait a minute. Hang on. First of all, that's not a state program. That's a federal program. Second of all, when you say a lot of people take advantage of it, what statistics do you have to back up the abuse?
Well, I know. I can give an example. My wife's mother has got a housing. She gets free housing when she's very capable to work. She doesn't have a job.
And all right, all right.
People like that.
Okay, all right. Wait. All right, that's one person. Now, how many women with infants, which is the WIC program, which has nothing to do with your mother-in-law's housing, she wouldn't qualify for WIC. How many women with infants that do qualify for that program, how many of them do you think there are in the state of Arizona?
I know there's a lot, and there's a lot of people that really need it to get it. Because
okay, all right. If you say there's a lot of people abusing it, and there's a lot of people who need it and can't get it, then I would humbly ask you to please point me in some direction in which I can get some information as to how wide that abuse is. Do you have any figures?
No, I don't have any figures. I notice a lot of things. Like when I go with my wife's family in particular, their whole family's on this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, hold on a second.
I'm not saying everybody's
You notice a lot of things. But you know what? Listen. Your wife's family, how big is your wife's family?
It's pretty big.
Well, how big's big?
Well, she's Mexican, and I mean,
well, I don't care. I don't care whether she's Mexican or she's white or she's whatever. What's that got to do with it?
I'm a white person. I married a Mexican.
But the point is, how big is her family?
It's pretty big.
What's pretty big? Give me a ballpark figure that we can digest here.
Well, let's see. She's got, I don't know, probably in rare some 30 different, you know, to 10 different aunts and uncles and her mother, and she's got a father that.
All right, so give me some kind of ballpark figure.
Let's just say 30.
All right, now, she's got 30. Okay. Of those 30, how many of them are kids?
There's a lot of kids.
You know, I didn't ask you that. I asked you how many, not a lot.
You know,
what the hell is wrong here?
What is wrong is I wish kids would have the
What's wrong is that you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That you're trying to make your case when you've got nothing to back it up to make your case on, and that all I'm trying to do is get information out of you and to try to figure out where you're drawing this from, and you can't give me any kind of figures, and it's like pulling teeth to get the members of the number of your family. And what you don't realize is that the talking point that you are giving me about a program that wouldn't even qualify for your mother, by the way, because she's not a child, okay?
Your mother-in-law, excuse me, that you're
repeating a popular talking point in which it sounds good and people go, oh yeah, that's right. But you know what?
That's not what I'm trying to do.
No figures to back it up.
You have to give me a second to talk, but what I'm trying to ask is what are the stipulations on who, how do we decide who deserves, not deserves, but who really needs it? What are the stipulations on how you're going to get the coverage you need?
Thank you for asking, and that's a convenient way to get up to move off your point. And I'll answer it by saying to move off the assertion you were making, but I'll answer it by saying that you would measure it on income.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out because I'm not saying people. I know there are people that take advantage of things, but it really don't. I'm not saying everybody does.
That's not how you started out the conversation. Now, if I could replay back the way you started out the conversation, you didn't say it that way. You made it appear as if there's wide fraudulent abuse.
Well, I know in certain cases, I know some people don't need it that do take advantage of it. And, like, I can name certain scenarios where there's people that, say there's a husband and a wife that live together, but they're not married. They consider themselves married. The wife doesn't work. The husband works. He makes enough money to support his kids, but the wife's still on the WIC program. But they don't know about the guy that's living with them that makes enough money to feed the kids.
Okay. All right, but once again, yes, I do know what you're saying, but once again, I go back to what I said before, which is I'm willing to buy that scenario. I'm willing to buy exactly what you're telling me, but I want to know what are the figures of widespread abuse of which you are alleging?
Which we should look into. I don't know the figures.
Then if you don't really know the figures, why would you get on the radio? In all due respect, Colton, why would you get on the radio? If you listen to the beginning of the conversation, why would you get on the radio, and why would you repeat a popular welfare queen talking point type thing out of the Reagan era, and then expect me to go, oh, yeah, that sounds reasonable, and then I ask you, but instead I ask you, okay, fine, I'm willing to buy that, but I want you to back that up, and then you go off in all 80 million other different directions and don't give me any information, and then it's like I'm supposed to accept this?
No, I'm not trying to ask you to accept anything. I'm trying to learn from you guys. I was born a Republican. I don't know. I'm just listening to your show. I'm trying to figure out what your guys'
I'm trying.
I don't know a whole lot.
I understand that, and I'm trying to teach you. What I'm trying to teach you is I'm trying to teach you simply this. That conventional wisdom talking points, as promulgated by those people whose real motive is not to cut down abuse in the system, but their real motive is to destroy the system, because what they want their real motive is they're worried about what they have and what they want and keeping what they've got, and they have no commitment to the fabric of society, the community, or to the decency and the moral values of indigent kids, okay? Instead of taking that talking point and then running with it, do yourself a favor, take some time, and go look into it. Don't believe what I tell you. Don't believe what they tell you. Go look into it. But don't take it and then just accept it, because that would be the same thing as me telling you that the moon is made of cheese. And when you say to me, well, how can you, it's not made of cheese. I know it's not made of cheese. And I say to you, yes, it is. And you say, well, then prove it to me that it's made of cheese. And I say, well, I don't have to prove it to you. I just know it is. This is the only place we're going here.
Well, see, I know there's a problem with the system. I have two kids. One's 2 years old and 1 year old. I'm a 20-year-old man. I work construction. I bust my butt to pay for insurance. I mean, I pay out of my butt. I give up my dental care to put my kids through the dentist. I pay for dental. I don't have dental insurance. I haven't been to the dentist in 4 years.
Well, what does that tell you?
It's something's wrong with it. Things need to be changed. But
that's exactly right, and that's exactly right. And as you being a Republican,
growing
up in a Republican environment, then the fact that you don't have complete health care coverage and that your needs aren't being looked after and you're busting your rear every day, working as hard as you possibly can, that ought to tell you that the system as it stands now doesn't work, and what you're being told with those conventional talking points also doesn't work. Remember this, that no matter what you design, any system you design, okay, on anything that has to do with human beings, there are going to be flaws and there are going to be abuse. The question is, you don't try to trash the system. What you try to do is you try to step forward and step up to the plate, and you try to make the system better. And this program that the president and the GOP objects to, this program on state children's health insurance program that they object to, this program has a 10-year record of success, and what they want to do is they want to eliminate it. Now, why do they want to eliminate it, Colton? They want to eliminate it because their allegiance is not to the kids of the United States of America. Their allegiance is to the people who give them money and the special interests which rule their lives, which are the insurance companies, and they also appeal to people's inherent greed of, I've got mine, I don't give a damn about you.
I feel if someone's sick, anybody should get taken care of. I think that's only right, you know. I'd love to be able to afford to go to the dentist. I probably could, but I'm looking forward to putting my kids into the dentist before me. You know, I need to be to the dentist, but it's hard for anybody. You know, my wife doesn't work. She stays home with the kids. I bust my butt to try to get
right.
but I can't afford it. It's too expensive.
You know, I think you should be able to go to the dentist, and I think we should definitely change that. By the way, where in Arizona did you move here from?
Well, I lived there 12 years. I lived in Phoenix. I lived in Avondale. I lived in Queen Creek, Beach, and I lived all through Arizona. You know?
Yeah, it's one of my all time favorite places.
It's
all right.
Really nice.
It is nice. A little tense in the summertime, but, you know, what the hell. All right, Colton, listen, man, I appreciate it. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for calling, and I hope you'll call again.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. I didn't mean to get hot with him, but this is an example of what I was talking about earlier. Vote against your own self-interest. Now, throw those talking points out there, and then figure people will accept them and never ask a question as to why or how. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still have some stop-and-go traffic along westbound I-70 between Havana and Brighton. Looks like they got that wreck out of the way, so that's the hot spot right now. Northbound I-25, sluggish through your bridges. We still have traffic pretty well stacked up on that north side of town, including on eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. One wreck off the highway, Parker at Mississippi. Actually, it's a multi-vehicle crash that's a little closer to Leedsdale. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy and cooler day with afternoon and evening showers and a high of 82. Right now, partly cloudy, 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
An upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
8:53, 53 minutes before the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rockies wants to remind you the Adams County Fair is going on now through Sunday at the Adams County Regional Park. Go to AdamsCountyFair.com for dates and times on all the events like the 4-H show and all the exhibits and the Children's Pavilion, the Petting Zoo, rodeos, tractor pulls, demolition derbies, which are just are the best. And carnival rides and a whole lot more. And don't forget this Sunday, get the family together. And Colton, here's a message for you, because you can take your kids to this, and it's cheap, too. Sunday is Rocky's Auto Day, and all carnival rides are just $1. All the rides are $1 on Sunday. Now, I get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on 120th, and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy, Officer Odell, and myself out there Saturday between noon and 4. And then Shaggy and Officer Odell will be out there on Sunday, noon to 4. Spin the prize wheel, win great prizes, and there's no purchase necessary. And for great deals with matching down incentives on automobiles, see my friends at Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, of course, Rocky's is the home of the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Great folks to deal with there. Tom and Marv Alshear, my brothers from another mother, and Kobe Harris, and Spanky Herrera, my brother from another mother, and all Freddie Labrato, all the folks working out there. Go out there and see them at Rocky's Autos, and come out and say hello this Saturday, noon to 4, at the Adams County Fair. I'll be out there at the Rocky's booth. Come by and say hello.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. So pick up the phone. Call now to find out how you can try the amazing Presto service. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never
Chili Peppers.
There was anything more.
Choice thunderstorms, high today 84, and 40% chance of that happening. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, Todd Bowers coming up. Sergeant Todd Bowers coming up after 9 o'clock. I'm going to say something to Colton. I hope he's still listening. Look, you know what? I point out the GOP, and I point out the Republican Party, but in reality, this is the way I really this is the way I feel, and maybe I should make this more apparent. But you know what? I don't care about Republicans, Democrats, in the middle. I don't care where you are politically. I don't care. And to me, it's not a matter of that. To me, it's a matter of what's right and what's wrong. That's what it's a matter of to me. What's right and what's wrong. And I think that we, as Americans, that we have certain responsibilities that we have to meet. And that we should do things because they are right. And sometimes having to do something because it's right can sometimes be inconvenient. And nobody should have to go without health care in this country. Children especially should not have to. Colton, you shouldn't have to sit there and say, well, I can't go to the dentist because my kids have to go to the dentist. That's morally wrong. We should have health care because it's morally right to have health care. It's a matter of right and wrong. And we should not be profiting off people's misery and making money off of people's misery. Do I expect people to do things for free? No. None of us do. Okay? But I expect us to do the right thing. And that's all I'm talking about. Let's just do the right thing. Let's do what's morally right. All right, we'll get back to open phones. Coming up, we're going to talk to Sergeant Todd Bowers. Stick around.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net. Log on and listen live. Every guest, every show, every day. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep. Without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Breaking news from Washington, where President Bush has just made his first public statement on last night's deadly bridge collapse in Minneapolis.
We in the federal government must respond and respond robustly to help the people there not only recover, but to make sure that lifeline of activity, that the bridge gets rebuilt as quickly as possible.
Well, recovery operations are underway this morning in Minneapolis. At least four people are dead, many more missing.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Minneapolis. Officials say it will be a long recovery operation. They'll be removing cars, but because of the currents in the river, it could be a dangerous operation. They're also checking license plates of those cars that are in the water, possibly matching them to the 30 people who are still reported missing.
Well, Hennepin County Sheriff Richard Stanek says there could be dozens of vehicles still in the Mississippi around the section of I-35 that plunged into the water during the height of evening rush hour yesterday.
We are planning for a 3-, 4-, 5-day operation at this point, whatever it takes to secure the scene and recover the individuals and find out exactly what happened.
Well, officials have ruled out sabotage, but what caused the collapse? Civil engineer Dick Staley suspects structural failure.
It's hard to be conclusive so early, but it looks like the main support, the main steel arch, may have given way or something right near it.
The National Transportation Safety Board has dispatched a team of investigators to the scene. The Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting this morning, but without an important witness subpoenaed as part of the fired prosecutor's probe. Live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
One of President Bush's closest aides, Karl Rove, refused to show up after the president ordered him to defy the subpoena. Democratic Committee Chairman Pat Leahy was not happy.
Sadly, our efforts to follow the evidence where it leads has been met with Nixonian stonewalling.
Another subpoenaed White House official, Scott Jennings, did show up with two lawyers and a prepared statement saying he won't tell them anything about the firing of U.S. attorneys.
I am simply not in a position to defy the president's claim of privilege.
Jennings, being questioned anyway, says he's frustrated by his position. So are the senators. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
It's China again. The toy maker Fisher-Price has recalled a million Chinese-made plastic toys that contain too much lead. The Consumer Product Safety Commission's Julie Belize says the toys include several kids' favorites.
We are talking about Sesame Street characters, Dora the Explorer characters with Diego and other characters in that series.
Though the sticker prices may be steep, many luxury cars don't measure up when it comes to low-speed bumper bumps. Joe Nolan is Senior VP for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
We've tested 11 vehicles, these are luxury vehicles, for bumper performance, and by and large, there aren't any very good performers.
Now, checking stocks at this hour, right now the Dow is up 14 points and the NASDAQ is ahead about 5. This is CBS News.
Ever run out of ink at the wrong time? Office Depot has the solution. Office Depot ink and toner is always low priced, guaranteed. Office Depot has over 500 choices in store and thousands more online, including our own Office Depot brand, which will save you 10%. Plus, get $3 off your next in-store purchase for each empty ink and toner cartridge you bring in, up to 25 per day. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selections vary by location. See store for details.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin. Don't just get there. Arrive.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. As the search continues for bodies in the rubble of that huge Minnesota bridge collapse, the big question, could it happen here?
Well, we're always watchful. And you always need to be watchful so that nothing happens to the bridges we have here in Colorado.
CDOT engineers say 100 bridges in our state need to be replaced. Almost 400 need serious repair, and they just don't have the money. No serious injuries after a Jet Ranger helicopter crash at Rocky Mountain Metro Airport.
And it's our understanding that the aircraft is actually taking off for a sightseeing tour when there was a problem and it crashed.
North Metro Fire says a pilot and three passengers were on board. The NTSB is investigating. And a ruling is expected later this month as the Federal Trade Commission tries to block Whole Foods from buying Boulder-based wild oats. Yesterday, regulators quoted heavily from opinions expressed in anonymous emails and online by CEO John Mackey. Oldfield's Legal Beagle says Mackey's statement that a purchase would help avoid price wars simply reflects the fact that he doesn't like his competition. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still dealing with some stop-and-go traffic along westbound lanes of I-70 between Havana and Brighton, but it looks like that crash is out of the way. Southbound 25, we had a crash just north of Spear that's still adding to some delays for you through downtown. And we've had a wreck on the ramp from Lucent to eastbound C-470. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy and cooler day.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Like talk show hosts at other stations, and I can make like a really over-the-top, outrageously provocative statement that is non-supportable by the facts. And if I did it, you'd call me on it. I'd hear from you in email. You might even call on the phone and want to take me to task for it. And I guess over on the other radio stations, I guess they can get away with that. And I guess that nobody ever takes them to task for making those kinds of statements. Because I could easily get on the radio and I could say, you know, in a perverted way, I'll bet you the Bush administration, I'll bet you the GOP, I'll bet you the White House, I bet you they're probably thankful for this bridge collapse. You know why? Because it takes their problems and pushes them off the front page and off the tube, and it gives the president a chance to get on and act like a nice, caring, compassionate guy, and it gives them a break in the news cycle for at least a day. Because if you've been watching the networks, that's all they've been doing is, you've been watching the news channels, news cable channels, that's all they've been doing is they've just been carrying this whole bridge thing. So, I could make that statement, but I won't make it, because I can't support that with the facts, and I don't think it's true. However, if I were on the other stations, you know, I would say it, you people, and probably I'd be able to get away with it. All right, let's talk to Sergeant Todd Bowers. He's Director of Governmental Affairs at the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. That's the IAVA. And we've got him on here to talk about a bunch of stuff, including Pat Tillman's death and Donald Rumsfeld's claim that there was no cover-up. Also, front page story in USA Today yesterday. I don't know how many of you saw this. Stress of war hits Army kids hard. Army wives whose husbands are deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan have committed markedly higher rates of child neglect and abuse than when their spouses are at home. This is according to a study that was released yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So we'll talk to Sergeant Bowers about that. And John, where is he? Oh, Sergeant Bowers, I got you.
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, thought I'd lost you.
All right. No problem.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, too. By the way, I urge everybody to check out the website IAVA.org. Let's start with the Pat Tillman hearings and Donald Rumsfeld's claim yesterday that he that there was no cover-up that he knew of, and I found it. I don't know, I'm looking for the word to use here. I guess I would use typical. I found it typical of what goes on, it seems like, these days, in which he kept saying, well, you can't know of everything that's going on. I don't remember. I don't recollect. You've heard all that. As a matter of fact, let me play a little bit of audio here for you. Listen to the former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, then I want to get your comments on it. Listen to this.
It was badly handled, and errors were made. But in no instance has any evidence of a cover-up, to use the phrase you used, been presented or put forward. I know of nothing that suggests that.
All right. What do you think?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. I think that this is, you know, typical Washington. I think we've seen instances like this before, and who's really feeling the brunt of this is the men and women in uniform on the ground in Iraq and when they return home, and more importantly, their families. I can't say whether this was a full-blown cover-up or whatnot. Everything I've heard is third-party. But the facts are really leaning towards a flawed system and mistakes made by very senior officials. And if that is the case, I think that Congressman Waxman really does have a responsibility to continue to follow through with this investigation and find not only who's responsible, but what the flaw is and repair it and make sure that, you know, what the Tillman family is going through doesn't occur to any others that serve overseas.
All right, let me give you another cut from Donald Rumsfeld. John, roll that other cut.
I don't recall when I was told. I don't recall who told me. But my recollection is that it was at a stage when there were investigations underway, in which case I would not have told anybody to go do something with respect to it.
I don't recall. Doesn't that bother you?
We're hearing that phrase way too often these days, aren't we, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't recall, I don't remember, I don't recall, I don't remember.
Yeah, and you know, it's very difficult because the one thing that I do know is that within the military, there is always a solid chain of paperwork that follows any incident, okay? If I stub my toe somewhere, there's going to be paperwork on that. And to have an incident of this magnitude occur and there be no paper trail or way to follow this really amazes me. And one of the big points is that, you know, Pat Tillman was put in immediately for a Silver Star, which is a very, very noble medal, and I think he deserved it. But there is a solid chain of who was involved with this medal, and there was no eyewitness interviews. And I think that's the key here. The people involved with awarding this medal to him without conducting any interviews with those who are on the ground with Pat Tillman, I think ultimately those individuals really need to be looked at. The question remains of how were they able to process this medal so quickly without any justification. And I think, you know, it's a shame that it has to come to that, but I think that's what needs to be done.
Now, they subpoenaed the general. His name escapes me, but the guy never even showed up, and they had the federal marshals out looking for him, and they couldn't find him.
Yes, I mean, that's a shame, unfortunately, you know, and I think this is a place where Congress needs to understand they need to flex their muscles and they need to say, we are the Congress. When we tell you to be here, you will be here. And I'm sure they're going to follow through with that and make sure that gets done, because I would find it literally insulting to ask someone to come and testify before Congress and have them say something along the lines of, you know, I believe this is just a showboat or a dog and pony show. That just would not stand if I was in their seat.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. 9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sergeant Todd Bowers, Director of Governmental Affairs at the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. That's IAVA.org. This is the USA Today cover story yesterday. Really disturbing, about Army wives whose husbands are deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan have committed markedly higher rates of child neglect and abuse than when their spouses are home. This is according to a study released yesterday by the Journal of the American Medical Association. This was an Army-funded study that found that child neglect was almost four times greater during periods when the husbands were at war. Physical child abuse was nearly twice as high during combat deployments. And now we've got people here who are on deployment two and three times. This is really sad.
I mean, this is kind of what falls into the hidden costs of war. We always hear about the wounded and those that are returning, but we rarely hear about the families and the brunt that they feel. The effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, multiple deployments, many other elements don't just harm the service member, it harms those around them. And that is something that I think America really needs to open their eyes and see, that the effects that this war is having, not necessarily just for the troops, but also to their families is just incredible. And we're going to see more reports like this. And, you know, it's just something that we've really got to start making us think about and get it rectified.
Well, once again, it's a case where you've got people who talk a good game about supporting the troops, but then basically they don't do it. And then on top of that, I think one of the problems with this whole thing is there's no sacrifice by basic Americans. It's the troops and their families that are the ones that are carrying the brunt of the load here.
Yep, that's very true. And, you know, this afternoon I'm going to be up at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, trying to go up there as much as possible. And, you know, things are still not fixed at Walter Reed. We had this big media blast earlier this year, and everybody seemed to pay attention and see what was happening with the troops. And now that has faded and dwindled. And as much as I appreciate the little magnets on the back of people's cars, that's not supporting the troops. The best way to support them is do what you guys are doing now and listen to us, hear what the problems are, and get your elected officials to try and fix the gaps in the system.
How much longer is the American military going to be able to continue at the pace that we're going at?
Well, I think that we really are facing a military that's overstressed right now. We're strained. I've heard of people on their fifth deployments. People are getting tired, but we will always continue to serve. We're proud of our service. You know, we love what we do, to say the least, but it does get exhausting. You know, you can do something you enjoy as much as possible, but eventually you're going to get a little tired of it. And I'm nervous that we may be reaching that point now. We're starting to reach our threshold.
So we're getting to the point where we're basically going to have to draw down whether the administration likes it or not, because we just can't continue at the pace we're going at.
I mean, the pace we're going at is exhausting, and I don't know what the future holds and what decisions the administration is going to make. But, you know, I can tell you from speaking to a lot of the guys on the ground, as proud and noble as they have been over these past, you know, years serving since 9/11, people are proud of their service, but they're just getting tired. It's a long conflict. I think the shortest counterinsurgency on record is 9 years long. We're seeing that this is going to be a tough, tough battle, and people are just tired. Some things really have to shift. There needs to be adaptations to what our policy is over in Iraq, how we're going to continue with this fight. And, you know, the big part is to remember those that are fighting it. That's the most important element.
Not Donald Rumsfeld, I'm sorry. Dick Cheney said the other day with Larry King that from the people he talks to, I'm just paraphrasing him here, with the people he talks to and the sources that he sees, that the surge is paying off, that we are making progress. Do you hear the same thing?
Well, you know, when I talk to folks that are over there right now, they say it's basically a big game of whack-a-mole. I don't know if you remember that game from Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah, right.
Pop up and you keep whacking them. That's what they're saying they're doing now. They move one place, attacks increase someplace else. That is systemic of what we see with counterinsurgency operations. Without the muscle that was initially there, it's very difficult to fight these individuals. And I think General Petraeus's, you know, manual that came out earlier this month, basically New Age Counterinsurgency Operations for both the Marine Corps and the Army, discusses this exactly and says that, you know, we just really are having a hard time. And sometimes, you know, in the words of Bruce Lee, the best way to fight is not to fight. And that's what we're kind of seeing is happening in Iraq right now. So, you know, with his comments made, you know, I think Dick Cheney may be hearing from individuals that, yes, it's working, but I'm sure he's not going to tout those that came up and say, hey, Mr. Vice President, listen, things are kind of screwed up here. The average Lance Corporal or a private in the military is not going to say that to the Vice President.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think that he hears that kind of stuff. I don't think he's exposed to people who have those kinds of points of view. I don't think basically anybody is exposed to people who have those kind of points of view. And if they do have those kind of points of view and they do mouth them, then they're ridiculed and they immediately get into trouble.
Yeah, exactly. It's like many years ago, the individual that asked Donald Rumsfeld, why are we having a bolt armor on our Humvees and everything else? You know, he was given the smackdown real quickly. The folks that speak to these elected officials, whether it's a congressional delegation or it's the executive branch traveling overseas, the people, the troops that they speak to have gone through an intense screening process. They've had a public affairs officer not necessarily tell them what to say, but give them guidelines of what to discuss. And that's kind of what I think they're feeding off of. That's what they're hearing.
Yeah, I'd love to go over there and find out what's going on. But I don't think I don't think I'd find out anything, because I don't think that they would ever let me, or basically anybody else who goes over there, unless you lose them and strike out on your own, they're not going to let you hear anything that is going to put them in a bad light.
And that's why I always try and tell members of Congress when they're heading overseas for a congressional delegation, I tell them when they walk into the chow hall and they have the big table set up for them to sit with the troops and everything else, right when they're getting ready to sit down, they should turn right and walk four tables down and sit down at that table. And that's the ticket to sort of get off the beaten path of the dog and pony show and veer off the schedule every once in a while. When they're taking you from point A to point B, make a big loop and go see point C, just off the schedule, so you can really talk to folks and see what's going on.
You know, one last question. I've asked this on the air before. I just want to ask you. What do you feel about those people who were in that solid 25% that support the administration, that will call these talk shows and will mouth big in public about, let's kill them all, let God sort them out, let's go get them, blah, 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 you know, what we're doing is right, and on and on and on. And then when you ask them, they've never been there and have never served. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that's the beauty of America, that people are entitled to their opinions. You know, they're allowed to speak out how they feel. They're not required to serve in the military. And, you know, everybody's going to have to be able to voice their opinions. But the one thing I can say is that credibility goes a long way in the public eye. And having served over there, knowing individuals that are still serving over there, and actually getting hands-on and eyes-on, you know, to the country, gives a unique perspective. And, you know, that doesn't degrade what their opinions are and what their thoughts are in any way, shape, or form, but it does allow those of us who have been over there and worked and seen what it's like to really be able to make a statement and have it stick to the American public a little stronger.
Yeah, I don't begrudge anybody for having an opinion, but what I always find amazing is they're very, very quick to promote that others do something that they won't do themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we see that with a lot of people. A lot of people are quick to point a finger before doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sergeant, thanks. I really appreciate your time on such short notice, and we'll keep checking back with you, because the plight of veterans and the plight of our men and women in uniform is very, very, very important, and I don't think that we should just talk about supporting the troops. I think that we need to do it by making our voices heard with our elected officials to get these problems ironed out and give these men and women the support they need while they're over there, and also when they come home.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jay, and thanks again for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. There's Sergeant Todd Bowers, Director of Governmental Affairs at Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. That's IAVA. If you want to get involved and find more out about IAVA, go to IAVA.org. All right, 9:23, open phones resumes again at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. I don't care what it is. 303-713-7600. Don't ever say that nobody gives you a chance to express your opinion, because
your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Chewing, so.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears. I heard about Dynavite on WJR and I went to DINOVITE.com.
There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3.
A lot of the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product for approximately 1 week and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000. Another line for you. Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
At start at under $1,000. And like most other mattresses, unlike most other mattresses, I should say, Sleep Number, and they're unique with this, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial. You try it at home first. And they've been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. You really have to experience these new Sleep Number beds for yourself. The new Sleep Number beds are available only at select comfort stores. And just in time for back to school, check out the new Sleep Number 101 student bed collection featuring a portable Sleep Number bed. Now you can take personalized comfort back to school, but hurry, the student bed is only available while supplies last. So visit a select comfort store today and see how you can get a deep, restorative sleep that you need and deserve, and you'll just feel great the next morning. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and don't forget about their brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Smooth jazz. K-N-U-A. No, actually, this is the Dave Matthews Band. All right, but I want some U2 coming up.
Crazy.
28 minutes after 9. 28 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms high today 84. 40% chance that happening. It's open. Phones 303-713-7600. Mark in Anton, Colorado. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
You know, this conversation about issues in Iraq and stuff like that also goes to the issue of what our media does and how responsible our media is in covering issues and reporting issues. And I think that's something that we need to look at as a society. You know, we've seen media consolidation under the FCC, under George W. Bush, that puts ownership of various media forums and communities in the hands of a smaller amount of people. That didn't used to be the policy.
Well, yeah, you know who started that, though?
Well,
Bill Clinton.
Well, I don't know that it started as late as that. It may have started earlier than that.
No.
But Clinton certainly helped.
No. Clinton signed the telecom bill of 1996, which started the ball rolling.
Well, look at the Fairness Doctrine that was taken out during the Reagan era.
Yeah, but
That's a part of it, too.
The Fairness Doctrine is another, is a separate component from consolidation.
But it's one of the aspects that has led to our media being less responsible. I mean,
You and I would disagree with that, but that's okay.
Okay, all right. And one of the things that I want to say is that we, my organization, Progressive Democrats of Colorado, will be hosting Norman Solomon's War Made Easy coming on Wednesday, August the 8th at 7 o'clock. And that's a show that documents how our media has helped promote various wars that have occurred since World War II, basically. And it's nonpartisan in that it is critical of both Democratic and Republican administrations. It starts and focuses on Lyndon Johnson with the Gulf of Tonkin incident and goes all the way up through and mainly focuses on Iraq. So people are invited to come to this event, and it's open to the public. And again, it will be on Wednesday, August the 8th, and it will be held at the Democratic Party headquarters on 777 Santa Fe. And it's a very good documentary about media and how it plays a role in the deception that goes on in our government.
Well, I think that's great. The only thing I would tell you is that consolidation has hurt this more than anything else. And I worked in this business when there was a Fairness Doctrine.
Right.
And I worked in it when there wasn't one. And I also worked in this business when there was no consolidation. And I worked in this business under consolidation.
Right.
And I'm very, very fortunate to be working here. The reason I say that is because the market manager here for Clear Channel is a very, very decent, moral, stand-up guy. And the operations director, the two operations directors for both the AMs and the FMs, both of them are great people. And I'm very lucky. But there are a ton of people in this business who don't have the same luck. And virtually everybody I know on the inside is unhappy. But they're not
working under these conditions.
Yes, but they're not going to tell you that. And the reason they're not going to is because they don't want to lose their jobs.
Right.
And the American public knows something's wrong, but they don't know exactly what it is. And what's wrong is too much in too few hands. That's what's wrong.
Right.
And until we're willing to face up to that and we're willing to do something about it, nothing is going to change.
So what do you think the solution is to this issue, then? Can you
I'm taking my job into my hands, I guess, by saying this, but and maybe my future, but the answer is break it up. That's what the answer is. Break it up. And put a cap on ownership, and let's go back to the days when the most you could have was like 8 radio stations.
Right, right. And so how is that going to happen? We're going to have to get Congress to
create a new FCC? Yes. No, not create a new FCC. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get a Democrat in the White House. You're going to have to who then would go in and clean out the FCC, and you're going to have to get a Congress that is willing to take a look at this stuff and to go forward and reverse what Bill Clinton did and what the Congress did at that time and come in and break these large companies up and force sales of these stations.
And do you feel that's going to be possible under our current campaign finance system where large contributors are able to back political people that will.
I think it's possible, but I think the problem with it is that just as the American public does not understand it, members of Congress do not understand it either. The Democrats tragically do not understand the use of the media. They don't get it. And no amount of screaming and yelling, and no amount of pleading with them, and no amount of doing anything will get them to wake up to it. They don't get it. There are a few who get it, but the large majority of them do not get it. They don't understand it. They are incapable of seeing it. You can't talk to anybody about it. They can't grasp it, and it's not a votable issue. It's not a front burner votable issue in which the American public would take their local representatives or their local senators or whoever it is, their state senators, that they would take them to task over it. It's not a front burner issue. So the end result is going to be that, no, I don't have a great hope that anything is going to happen. And on top of that, no, it's not going to change. It's not going to change. And I'm just thankful that I was in it when I was in it and that I'm now drawing towards the end. But it is not going to change because the Democrats don't get it, and they don't make any attempt to get it. Okay?
Yeah,
Let me tell you something. Last time Howard Dean was here, all I wanted to do was get a little audience with him to talk to him.
Privately or publicly, you didn't care, right?
I didn't care.
As long as you had
the conversation. As long as I could talk to him about the use of the media and about the Democrats not getting it, and guess what?
He wouldn't give you an audience.
Well, the state Democratic Party never set it up.
Right.
They never set it up. You know why they never set it up? Because they were too busy. They were too busy with their own getting their own leadership up on stage with Howard Dean, and getting their own egos. Well, I can't use that term on the air. Getting their own egos to do what a woman to do what a woman on Colfax does to a paying customer.
Right.
All right, I gotta go, Mark. Thanks.
Sure.
All right, see ya. It's 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Gina, I said, well, this is the last thing of traffic. That was last hour. We had an hour left to go.
Yes.
Why didn't you say anything?
I wasn't gonna correct you.
Oh, why not?
Because.
Why not?
Because, I just, you know.
What do you think this is? You think this is the White House? You think this is the White House where nobody is going to correct the president or the vice president?
I respect you. I wasn't going to correct
you. We don't operate that way. You should have said, Jay, you dummy. We got another hour left.
Okay, well, the next time you do that, I will.
Thank you. That's what I want. I don't want yes people. If I wanted yes people, I would get a job at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I want people to tell me the way it is. Okay, we have traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But this is your last chance of doing it. Then you get a well-deserved rest of the afternoon off. What's it look like?
Well, the way it is, southbound I-25, a little heavy traffic there from I-70 to Spear from an earlier wreck. We also have one on the ramp from Lucent to eastbound C-470. And apparently we just had an issue down south of the metro area, northbound I-25, right near Castle Rock, if you're getting ready to head through there. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have mostly cloudy skies, cooler temperatures, those showers moving in for the afternoon and the evening, only a high of 82. Right now, partly cloudy, 74. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for work.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness in bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydrolyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydrolyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydrolyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155. 404-1-800-900-1004.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Colorado Radiance Corporation provide your total carbon solution with custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Radiance can show you how to offset your investment with your monthly energy savings. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, I wanted some U2. Not U2.
We have one more segment. I can make it up to you.
Sure, go ahead. 9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 84. 40% chance of thunderstorms. And if it sounds like I have problems with the Democratic Party, I do. And let me say to you that there are decent, there are good Democrats in this state that, who are more than just Democrats. I mean, they're just decent human beings. They're decent. They're good people. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, decent, good human being, good stand-up guy, nice guy. I'm thinking about moving into his district. Congressman Mark Udall, who will be our next senator. Good stand-up guy, decent human being. Morgan Carroll, stand-up person, decent human being. Joe Rice, stand-up person, decent human being. Joan Fitzgerald, stand-up person, decent human being. But there are a lot of these people who don't qualify for that category, and they are more interested in themselves than they are interested in anything else. So don't look for me to be at a lot of Democratic functions coming up in the coming years, or however long I last here. 303-713-7600, and I got one line open. Let's go to Hank in Loveland. Hank, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. I'd like to revisit the automobile thing a little bit here.
Sure.
I have a 2004 Impala. I don't know if I can say that or not, but anyhow.
Oh, yeah, sure you can.
Okay, I get about 33 to 34 miles to the gallon in that. My brother also has a 2004 Impala, and he got 37 miles to the gallon in that car. Now,
is that a Chevy Impala or a
Chevrolet Impala? Yeah,
right. Okay.
It's a 3.4 liter engine. It's a 6-passenger car. But I just wanted to make that statement. And then I'd like to state that the taxpayers of the United States subsidize Japan, Germany, and Korea by having troops over there. They do not have to have large military expenditures, so they could put their money toward building these really nice cars. It's not like tanks, as one of your viewers said or listeners said. Their gross national product, they spend very little on military. And the taxpayers of the United States, in essence, are subsidizing these three countries to import automobiles here into this country and put our people out of work.
Well, you get caught in a vicious cycle, because if you talk about limiting military spending, there are a lot of people who are going to say, yeah, that's what we ought to do.
No,
but then what ends up happening is is you go to those districts, those congressional districts in those states where they have those companies that make these weapons and make this stuff, and they don't want it cut out because then that means unemployment.
Yeah, that wasn't the point I was trying to make. I agree. But if our government subsidized our automobile industries to the point that these other people do, we'd probably have the greatest automobiles in the world. Under taxes, you can claim, I think, up to $4,000 if you buy a hybrid. And there again, we're subsidizing the Japanese automobile industry because the only people that made hybrids up to just recently were the Japanese industries. So, and one more point, if I could. I watched the movie Sicko.
Mm-hmm.
And when he took the three people over to Cuba for medical attention, if you saw the part where they went to the fire station, the fire truck sitting in that fire station was a Mercedes-Benz. Now, the United States of America cannot trade with Cuba, but some of our biggest rivals in the automobile industry certainly can. And that's the point I wanted to make. And then one more quick thing, if I may... The communist Chinese are drilling for oil in Colorado right now around Parachute.
Right.
And they brought their own workers from Pakistan. They brought all their own steel. The company that leased them the land was a Canadian company. So what are the people from Colorado getting out of all of this?
But that's whoever the Canadian company is paying the lease money to, that's what they're getting out of it. But the people in general here are not getting anything out of it.
Okay, Section 2, Article 2 of the Constitution says that the president shall have powers to make all foreign treaties. So anything that happens in foreign trade in this country lays right in the lap of the president of the United States. So anyhow, this is a couple comments I wanted to make this morning, and thank you for taking my comments.
You bet, and call me anytime.
Okay, Jay.
All right, thanks. Well, I don't know. Would you accept the idea of a government subsidy to the automobile companies to prop them up and help them? Would you accept that idea? Now, you know, we gave loans to Chrysler, but those were loans at a preferred rate, but they were loans. We did not bail them out directly. I don't know if the American public would be comfortable with that. I don't know that I would be. I mean, I think, to some degree, you got to have a market, right? Don't we agree on that? It's just when it goes into overdrive and it hurts people. Open phones, 303-713-7600, Paul in Aurora. Paul, you're on AM760. Good morning.
How are you, Jay?
Hey, Paul.
The clip that you've been playing on the news about the warnings on cigarettes, the Congress is going to talk about it.
Right.
What does that got to do with?
What's that got to do with what?
What are they discussing?
But what do you mean, what are they discussing?
What are they going to... I mean, the warnings on cigarettes, that's kind of vague.
What you're talking about is that a Senate committee approved legislation that would allow federal regulation of cigarettes for the first time. The bill, which the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee approved 13-8, would require the Food and Drug Administration to restrict tobacco advertising, regulate warning labels, and act to remove hazardous ingredients from cigarettes. The agency would also be given the authority to set standards for products that tobacco companies advertise as reduced-risk products. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. That cleared it all up for me.
So, I mean, do you smoke?
Yeah.
Do you find that to be unreasonable?
No.
I mean, the thing about cigarettes, look, cigarettes are legal and marijuana is not legal and alcohol is legal and marijuana is not legal because tobacco interests and brewery interests pay lobbyists. That's why cigarettes should not be sold. Cigarettes should be banned. Why should they be banned? I'll tell you why they should be banned.
They kill you.
Because they kill you and they make people become sick, and that drives up health care costs. And if you don't have insurance to cover that, and you do get sick, and you get catastrophically ill, and you don't have the money or the health insurance coverage, then the American taxpayer has to step in and has to help you out, which they should, because nobody should be without medical care. But by smoking every single day, you're putting yourself at risk, and so therefore you're asking for it. And that's okay if you want to go, if you want that yourself. But the problem is when you draw the rest of us into it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.
And I see John Turk smiling. John smokes. Yeah, you think I'm wrong, but you know what?
Paying cigarettes.
Well, yeah, but I'm not paying for your... Okay, look, if you get sick and your insurance doesn't cover it, then you think I should have to pay because you smoke cigarettes and you got emphysema?
No, I can afford it. I'll pay for it.
No, what happens if you can't, though?
I can.
You know what? I'm going to caution you about this, man. And God forbid, I hope it doesn't happen to you. But you know what? You get the big C through smoking, you'd be shocked at how quickly it, A, sucks up all your money, and B, how fast your insurance company tries to run from you. And then what ends up happening is the taxpayers have to pick it up.
Well, cigarette smoking isn't the only thing that causes that kind of reaction from the health insurance industry.
No, it's not. But you will agree with me that cigarettes do hurt your health.
And they're the worst thing for me.
Okay, and that you can get catastrophically ill from smoking.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
But there's other things we can do that kill us, like driving, but we can't ban cars, so...
No, but I'll tell you this much. I'll bet you that I could drive a car and not smoke, and you could drive a car and smoke, and I'll bet you have a greater risk of getting some kind of health problem due to smoking than I do from driving a car. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Dick Cheney.
Jay, we got a new problem on the south side on 470, just as they're clearing up that accident from the ramp on Lucent to eastbound 470. Now we just got word of an accident eastbound 470, a little further east there at Santa Fe, involving two or three vehicles. Going to be some slowing through there, obviously, so you might want to avoid that area if you can. Again, eastbound 470, just east of Santa Fe. And coming up from the Springs, you're going to encounter some delays in Castle Rock, an accident northbound I-25 right around Wolfensburger. Weather forecast, partly sunny, scattered showers this afternoon, high staying in the low to mid-80s, rain showers possible tonight, low 64. Then partly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, still a chance of an afternoon storm, and high of 89. Right now it's 74 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't let summer pass you by without one great camping trip at Colorado State Parks. There's still time to beat the city heat.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218.
That's 1-800-338-2218.
For great deals with matching down incentives, see my friends at Rockies. They're at 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're the home to the largest selection of clean, late model, previously on trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And go see my friends out there. Tom and Marvell Shear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, Juan, Adolf, all of the folks working at Rockies really go the extra mile. See us Sunday. Saturday. See you this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Rockies booth at the Adams County Fair. Stop by. I'd love to be able to say hello to you.
Sunday on TNT, an epic story, 60 years in the making, filmed across three continents.
How did you know I was CIA?
This August, see the story the CIA doesn't want you to know.
You sent him in there. He's an American citizen.
From the makers of Gladiator, Spy Game, and The Da Vinci Code.
Being jerked around by a damn mole.
Chris O'Donnell, Michael Keaton, Alfred Molina, The Company. The three-week television event of the summer premieres commercial-free Sunday at 8, 7 Central on TNT.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I think they're one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. You too. 9:56, 56 minutes past the hour. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 84. Open phones. And we got a Chris in Colorado Springs. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I'm honored to be able to talk with you.
Oh, well, thanks.
I just wanted to see if you could confirm a couple of things that I read on the internet yesterday concerning Tillman's apparent murder in Afghanistan. What I read was that he was very disillusioned with the wars shortly before his death, and because he was such a visible figure, obviously, Noam Chomsky had actually scheduled a meeting with him when he could. Do you know anything about that?
And don't know about the Chomsky part, but I do know that he was disillusioned with the idea that we had gone to Iraq. That, according to public statements made by his mother and his family.
Well, what about the appearance of really an assassination with the three bullet holes in his forehead, very close together, from 10 feet away?
No, I don't think so. I think what it is I think it's a example of friendly fire, and the government took him, and also you might remember Jessica Lynch.
Yes.
And they used him for propaganda efforts. And what ended up happening is they later found out that the stories about her were wrong, and also the story about him was wrong. And I believe that they moved to squelch that to save the embarrassment, but I don't think that he was assassinated, because at that point he wasn't being very...
Got the latest, Special Agent?
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. instantly at eSurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have eSurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at eSurance today. Get your fast, free quote.